the Big Dog Hunt. Joe Stajak in the house with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Eagles and Bucks, one day away. It seems like it's been 3 weeks since the Birds last played a football game, but they're about to get at it and get on it and have at it with the Tampa Bay Bucks tomorrow. Raymond James Stadium, 1 o'clock. Catch the pregame show here starting at 10. The postgame show with myself and Joe Torti afterwards. And it's going to rock down in Tampa Bay tomorrow. Birds looking to go 2-0 on the season. Cannot wait to watch the Birds at least get back on the field. It seems like everyone's played like 3 games since the last time the Birds played. We had to wait like 7 months for that first game and another 10 days from game one to game two. But it is here. Birds are a 3-point favorite, 3.5 some places I've seen. Bucks coming off just a thumping of the New Orleans Saints. And I want to get into that in a little bit and how that may have changed your thoughts about this game that's been on the calendar for oh so long. Bucks 5-11 last year under Jameis Winston. Their cutter, the coach, on the hot seats. Maybe not so much after game one. We are broadcasting live from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, by the way. Once again, I'm Joe Stajak, and I am here till 7 o'clock tonight. We're talking Eagles football. You just heard Temple put a thumping on Maryland, 35-14, a tremendous performance on the road by the Temple Owls. They go to 1-2 again in College Park, whooping up on the Maryland Terps today. A game you heard right here on 97.5. The Fanatic, Anthony Russo, 15 of 25, 228 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Big pick six late in the game to seal it by Sean Bradley. 78-yard return for a touchdown. And again, Temple shocks the world as they go in and they beat the Terrapins today in Maryland. Heard right here on 97.5, The Fanatic. All right, let's talk some Eagles football. 48-10 last week, in case you had New Orleans in that game. You were regretting it, obviously, greatly, because a lot of people had New Orleans in terms of playing the market. A lot of people circled that game. Hey, the Saints are like the chic pick to go to the Super Bowl, and the Bucks didn't have their quarterback, Jameis Winston. He's going to miss tomorrow's game as well. Also, the game next week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's out with a suspension. Ryan Fitzpatrick in the game. They were 5-11 last year. They're in New Orleans. And what do you know? What do you know? Dirk Cutter gives the offensive play-calling responsibilities to his OC, Todd Monken, and just did a phenomenal job. I'm not even going to put it all on the play-calling, because if you watch the game, you saw what Tampa Bay did to that secondary of the Saints. And DeSean Jackson, remember him? Remember number 10? He had a big, big day last week in New Orleans. 5 receptions, 146 yards. He averaged 29.2 yards per catch. Also banged up his shoulder in the game. Also suffered a concussion. He is going to play tomorrow. Brent Grimes out for the game along with Vernon Hargraves. Both their starting cornerbacks out for this game tomorrow. Ryan Fitzpatrick will get the start at quarterback, second week in a row, and he was just unbelievable last week. 21 of 28, 417. He averaged 14.9 yards per attempt. Per attempt. Bucks hang 48 on the Saints. What does that do to your thoughts on this game tomorrow? Because I know, let's not try to sugarcoat it or call it something it's not. And I always say this, you know, beware. It's the NFL. It's the National Football League. They're all NFL teams with NFL players. There are no cupcakes. There are no locks. But I think I can say with near 100% certainty that if you're an Eagle fan, you're looking at this game, or you looked at it before the season started, you looked at it before you saw the outcome of last week's game against the Saints, and you're thinking, hey, we can get by without Carson Wentz because we can get by Atlanta. Well, we have Tampa Bay next, Indianapolis the following week. They won less games than the Bucks did last year. They won 4 games. Bucks won 5. They're without their quarterback. It's a gimme, right? Come on. Admit it. It's a gimme. They're a cupcake. They're the Bucks. Head coach on the blocks, Jameis Winston, still acting a fool like he did at Florida State. 3-game suspension from something that happened like 3 years ago. And even when he played, he wasn't that great. Never threw an interception he didn't like to throw. Ryan Fitzpatrick, journeyman, 14-year guy, comes in and just shreds that Saints defense. Shreds them. Most points the Bucs have ever scored in a game. Most points they've ever scored on the road. They've done it. They've scored 48 points before three other times, including Super Bowl 37 against the Raiders when they won their first and only Super Bowl. Six touchdowns in the game for the Bucs, tied for second most in team history. 529 yards last week, tied for second most in team history. 8.53 yards per play, second most in team history. The 470 pass yards from Ryan Fitzpatrick, the third most in team history. He had a rating, quarterback rating, of 156.2. A perfect rating is 158.3. So he came very close to having a perfect quarterback rating, 14.89 yards per attempt, second most in team history for Ryan Fitzpatrick. Unbelievable last week. Only Fitzpatrick and Mark Rippon. Remember Mark Rippon from the Redskins back in the 80s? The only two players in NFL history to throw for 400 or more yards in a game, four touchdown passes, no interceptions, and rush for a touchdown, which Ryan Fitzpatrick did as well. Back in 1991, Rip did that. They were unbelievable on first downs. They averaged almost 10 yards on first down last week. Almost 10 yards on first down. Fitzpatrick was 12 of 14 on first down attempts for 239 yards on first down. Two touchdowns and nine first downs of the 14 throws and of the 12 completions. These numbers were just mind-boggling. These were record-setting, historical numbers that Tampa Bay put up on New Orleans. And that's why I always say it's the NFL, guys. You know, there are no locks. People thought, oh, look at this game on the schedule. Including me. It was in one of my picks last week. It was a mistake. I knew it when I did it, but I did it, and it was a lesson. And a lot of my picks last week all had a lesson attached to them, and we'll get into my picks. You didn't get burned. I was 2-2 last week. But if I stuck to my rules, I would have been at least 3-1, possibly 3-0. But I didn't. Took some chances, did some dumb things. We'll get into my pick segment a little while later on in the show, and I'll give you what I like this week. Steve Callis from Callis Remarks, my podcast partner. You can catch our podcast, by the way, on my Facebook page, Joe Stasak. He'll be along at 4:10. He had a really good week last week, and he'll give his picks as well, if you're into that sort of thing. But anyway, a lot of folks thought that was a gimme last week. You know, the Saints at home should at least win by 10. They were laying 9.5, and they just got bum-rushed. Unbelievable. Mike Evans, 7 catches, 147, 21 yards per catch, targeted 7 times, caught 7 balls. DeSean Jackson targeted 5 times, caught 5 balls. They have O.J. Howard. They have former Penn State receiver Chris Godwin. He can play the slot. He can play wide. Mostly plays the slot because you have Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson wide. But they have some talent. This team has some talent. And we're going to get into more of that talent and some of the matchups you want to look for tomorrow in this game with the Eagles. But does anyone out there think there's a possibility that the Eagles could lose this game because of what happened in New Orleans last week? I can tell you before that game happened, I would say that there was probably about 0% of the fan base thought they could lose this game. Has that changed? Birds are a 3-point favorite, 3.5 in some places. Could they lose this game tomorrow? Anyone out there concerned at all? I'll take your calls on this throughout the show, and I just want to get into some of the matchups, but I want to get your feelings, your emotions as we head into week two on this game in particular. Nick Foles did not play all that well against Atlanta, neither did the offense. Can they lose this game? Can they lose this game tomorrow? I don't think so. But I know some fans out there and people I've talked to are a little slightly more skeptical now that they saw what Tampa Bay did last week to New Orleans and how the Eagles struggled offensively against the Falcons. We'll get into more of that. I'm here till 7 o'clock tonight. My name is Joe Stasak, 97.5 The Fanatic. We're coming right back after this.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you and your crew to the Fanatic Birds pregame show and party. Starring Trey Thomas, Stephon Gibbons, and Jason Martinez.
We're sending you there.
We're back this season at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Lots of free parking. Stay and watch the game with the Fanatics' Eitan Shander on Fishtown Hops' huge 10x10 big screen. Enjoy dollar dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. While you're there, new members sign up for the free players card and get over $500 in offers instantly with a winner's playbook. Heading to the game, Sugar House Casino is your fast link to the link. Stop by on your way to the game.
Get ready.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Brought to you in part by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, summer's ending and the fun is over. Well, is addiction to drugs or alcohol preventing you from being the best family member you can be this year? Your family needs you and they deserve the best version of you. Did you know that you can receive world-class addiction treatment and still stay close to your family? Recovery Centers of America is a provider of the highest quality addiction treatment services available in the Philadelphia and New Jersey areas. Their phone number, write it down, 1-800-RECOVERY. Recovery Centers of America offers inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment close to home. Now, they believe that family involvement in addiction treatment is critical to each patient's success. They offer intensive family therapy to help you and your family rally around a solution to your addiction. And they'll take your call and admit you safely into treatment 24 hours a day. Just call Recovery Centers of America today, the number 1-800-RECOVERY, or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.
Hey, man, I haven't seen you at the gym in a while. What's been going on?
I'm just happy to spend some time away from the house.
Oof, things that bad?
I can't stand my job. Then I come home to a wife who can't stand me. Hey! See that guy that just walked by? He's the one we saw at the ball game doing the play-by-play.
Yeah, that's John. Did you know he went to Connecticut School of Broadcasting? After we saw him at the game, I went to one of their studio tours to check out the program, and I loved the learn-by-doing style of training, so I actually decided to enroll. And get this, the first day of classes, we were in the studios.
That's the radio school, right?
No, they do it all. Audio, video, TV, radio, digital media, sports, broadcasting.
Oh, that's awesome, man. A career in sports is my dream. I wish I could do that.
You can do it. Check out GoCSB.com to schedule a tour. They have a campus right here in the Philly area. It's so easy, man. See if it's right for you. Visit GoCSB.com to schedule a tour at the Cherry Hill campus. Day and evening classes begin in November.
Connecticut School of Broadcasting, not just for radio anymore.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Nissan. At Conkerville Nissan, they know that each customer that comes through the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. At Conkerville Nissan, they take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. September is your month to drive a new Nissan, like a 2018 Nissan Rogue S all-wheel drive for just $189 per month for 36 months with total due at start of $1925, or a 2018 Nissan Sentra SV, just $139 per month for 36 months with total due at start of $1875, or buy any new Nissan with 0% financing for 60 months. Also, September is truck month at Conkerville Nissan. Go to 202nissan.com and check out the amazing deals they have on trucks like the Titan. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills, online at 202nissan.com. That's 202nissan.com. Tax, tags, and title, extra prior sales excluded. Rogue S selling price, $26,365. VIN number JC764857. Sentra SV selling price, $20,360. VIN number JY273004. Vehicle must be in stock and delivery taken by October 1st, 2018.
Back to school economics from Staples. Today's lesson, get more, spend less. Staples has the top brands for back to school at low prices, so you get everything on your list without spending everything in your wallet. Economics made simple. And now Staples 2-pocket paper folders are just 15 cents. And Staples 4-ounce glue is only 50 cents. Get an A in back to school today at your local Staples, the back to school specialty store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/15/18. In store only. Limit 30 on glue, 5 on folders.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sports book. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill Sports Betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The real bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physical present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Charmin, who is mine? I
got a charming booty smile. My ultra-star, I got a Charmin booty smile. By the near to ear, the CP's magnifique. Charmin ultra-soft, so cozy, I'm grinning cheek to cheek. Charmin booty smile.
I got Charmin ultra-soft is softer than ever. Enjoy the go with Charmin. So
hey, it's Harry Mays for Nick's Roast Beef on Cottman Ave, now under new ownership. Catch all the games this season in their newly renovated game room, along with TV and sound system. Enjoy $3 Bud and Bud Light aluminum bottles for all games, and $2 22-ounce Miller Lights during the Birds games. Can't make it to Nick's Roast Beef on Cottman Ave? Book one of their food trucks, or check out their new catering and tailgate truck, complete with a built-in bar. They are ready to serve you anywhere, from the stadiums to your office to your backyard. Nick's Roast Beef. 2210 Cottman Avenue in Philadelphia.
Don't miss the Fall RV Show and Sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlets Friday through Sunday, September 14th through the 16th. Huge discounts on travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Top trade values and special finance rates. Gloucester Premium Outlets exit 7B Route 42, Blackwood, New Jersey.
Alexa, open 97.5 The Fanatic.
Getting 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. It is walkthrough day here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Final walkthrough before the Birds and Buccaneers have at it tomorrow at Raymond James Stadium, 1 o'clock. I have fond memories of the Eagles playing in Raymond James Stadium. Some good, some not so good. Nick Foles won a game. I think it was his first or second year in the league. Last second play of the game to Jeremy Maclin. If folks remember that one, we'll pull up the sound of that a little later on in the show. And I also remember Matt Bryant in 2006 kicking a 62-yard field goal at the gun to beat the Birds after Brian Westbrook gave the Birds a lead with a 47-yard screen pass touchdown from Donovan McNabb. So there's good and there's bad. I also remember the Birds losing in a playoff game, in the divisional playoff game back in 79, the year the Bucs went on to play the Rams in the NFC title game. Lost in that game 9-0. Great NFC title game, guys. 9-0. But they beat the Birds that day and went on to bigger and better things, but didn't get past the Rams. The Rams ended up losing to the Steelers 31-19 back in 79. But anyway, back to tomorrow's game. Let me get you a little straightened out here on the injuries, first of all. We know Carson Wentz is out for tomorrow. Alshon Jeffrey's out. Darren Sproles pulled his hamstring in practice this week. He's out for the game tomorrow. Out for the game tomorrow is Darren Sproles. Questionable is Shelton Gibson. So their return game could be affected by this, depending on how healthy Shelton Gibson is. And Darren Sproles, like I said, is out. You might see a lot of Corey Clement returning kicks and punts back there. Maybe DeAndre Carter as well. He's second in line behind Clement. We'll see who gets the call there if Shelton Gibson can't go. Out for the Bucs, Brent Grimes. Vernon Hargraves was put on IR this week. And questionable, DeSean Jackson, Jason Pierre-Paul. They picked him up from the Giants in the offseason. So those are the folks who are out tomorrow and questionable. Could affect the Birds in the special teams game because Darren Sproles is such a key to the Birds, returning kicks, returning punts, and all those good things. So he's out with a hamstring injury. Hope that's not going to be a lingering injury. Those hamstrings are tough to heal. If you come back too early from them, you keep re-aggravating it and re-aggravating it and re-aggravating it. That could be a season-long thing. So let's hope that Darren Sproles gets that 100% before he steps back on to the playing field. He was key in last week's game plan, at least in the first half. Didn't do a whole lot, but he was given the ball four or five times by Doug Peterson and Deuce Staley. He was had to be a designed game plan if you're going to keep, you know, handing the ball to Sproles. It was a little surprised they didn't give Clement more of an opportunity or Jay Ajayi in the first half. Jay Ajayi just had three carries in the first half. Corey Clement didn't do much either, but they're going to have to figure that Corey Clement or Jay Ajayi are going to get the bulk of the carries tomorrow for the Birds now that Darren Sproles is out. And I still think can't do anything about it now, but not re-signing LeGarrette Blount, I think, was a blunder. Big-time blunder. Big-time blunder. Not finding a way to get him signed because he was a monster last year for the Birds. 173 carries, 768 yards, and just a beast down deep. Could break one on the outside once in a while. Had a great Super Bowl. Just the heart and soul of that running game. So it's going to be up to Jay Ajayi, Corey Clement this year. Wendell Smallwood's on that list, but I don't expect a lot from him. And Darren Sproles, to a lesser degree, I expect him to catch a lot of balls out of the backfield like he does so well. Getting Darren Sproles in open space, always a good recipe for success. I think the Birds are going to win this game. No shock there. You know, I mean, shocking. I think the Birds are going to win this game. I think most other folks from Philadelphia think the Birds are going to win this game. Vegas only has them as a 3-point favorite. You get 3 points for being at home. So on a neutral field, I guess they'd be a 6-point favorite. That's probably about right, considering what the Bucs did to the Saints. Was it a fluke? Was it an anomaly? It remains to be seen. You know, I think it's closer to a fluke than closer to the real thing that we're going to see out of Tampa Bay this season. Although, you know, like I said, Dirk Cutter has relinquished the play-calling responsibilities to his offensive coordinator, Tom Monken, or at least he did in game one. You can't really go back on that, especially since they had such a historical offensive output last week. I would assume that Tom Monken's going to get the call to call the plays again tomorrow, and we'll see if he made any difference at all. Dirk Cutter was on the chopping block, still is on the chopping block. It's only one game, but hasn't had a lot of success down in Tampa. Quarterback hasn't had a lot of success either in Jameis Winston. Although, what I remember about Jameis Winston, the last time the Bucs scored, I think the second most points they've scored, aside from last week's game against the Saints, was a 45-point output against the Eagles a couple years ago. Remember that? In 2015, he threw 5 touchdown passes and a half. So they have their history with this team. I think they've played each other 18 times. Birds have a 10-8 edge. But I do remember some of those losses. They were tough to take. Of course, the NFC title game in 2003 when Warren Sapp, Brad Johnson, Keenan McCardell, and that whole crew, John Gruden, came in here and messed things up for the Birds the last game at the Vet. Birds looking to get out to a 2-0 start tomorrow. I think they're going to be fine. Why do I think they're going to be fine? Well, a couple reasons. One, they're a better football team. They're a better coached football team. They're a more talented football team. But if you want to go a little deeper than that, I think they're going to get to Ryan Fitzpatrick, something the Saints did not do. And you let any quarterback sit back there with time. You can let a high school quarterback sit back there with time. He's going to have some success. And Ryan Fitzpatrick had all kinds of success last week. Wasn't touched. No sacks. Again, quarterback rating of 156.3. I also think that Nick Foles is going to bounce back. If you look at his history, when he has a poor game, he almost always bounces back big time. And I think that's what Nick Foles is going to do. Listen, we're not going to always see the Nick Foles we saw in the playoffs last year. We're certainly not going to see Nick Foles like we saw him last week against Atlanta. You know, last week's game was his 10th career game with a quarterback rating under 60. He had a 46.2 quarterback rating against Dallas back in 2013. The next game, he threw 7 touchdown passes against Oakland. That's kind of what Nick Foles is. Although I don't think there's that much of a variance. I know people think he's either horrible or great. I don't necessarily think that. I don't remember him ever playing horribly, so horribly. He's not Nathan Peterman, guys. All right? He may have some less than stellar performances, but he's not that bad when he plays that bad. When he's great, though, he can play with anybody. And I think he's going to have a bounce-back game tomorrow. I mean, he struggled last week. He really did. He did enough to win the game against the Saints, but he's got to do better. And I think he's going to do better. Why? Because this secondary is depleted. Their cornerbacks, both starting cornerbacks, out. Brent Grimes from Shippensburg, by the way, Shippensburg product, out for the game. He was out last week's game. And Vernon Hargraves got hurt in last week's game. He's been placed on IR, so both their starting cornerbacks out for the game. And, hey, listen, they might have scored 48 points, but they certainly gave up some points, too, last week to the Saints, which isn't, anything to be ashamed about. Drew Brees is going to do that to you. But, I mean, he sliced and diced that secondary. If Ryan Fitzpatrick doesn't have that day, then, you know, the Saints, you know, blow them out. But, Michael Thomas, 16 catches on 17 targets, 180 yards against that secondary. They sacked Brees once for 7 yards. I mean, you give Drew Brees time, he's going to slice and dice you. He got a lot of balls to Alvin Kamara, a running back, which is something Nick Foles, I think, needs to do tomorrow, get the balls to his backs. Last week, believe this stat or not, he was 10 of 20 throwing to his tight ends and his running backs. 10 of 20 to the backs and the tight end. You almost have to try to do that. Amazing. Zach Ertz didn't help him out, had 2 drops, but 10 of 20 to his backs. So Nick Foles is going to have a better game, but I think the depleted secondary of the Saints, of the Buccaneers, and I think that rush of the Eagles is going to get to Ryan Fitzpatrick, cause him all kinds of problems tomorrow. And if they can keep the vaunted Tampa Bay defense off of Nick Foles, I think Nick Foles is going to have a fine day and rebound nicely and take this team to a 2-0 record just 2 games into the season. Steve Callis from Callis Remarks coming up in just a few minutes. Got to take another break. I'm Joe Stazak. I'm here till 7 o'clock. That's when Eitan Shander takes over. We're talking Eagles. We're talking Bucks. We're talking 2-0 after tomorrow. Joe Stazak coming right back.
This is 97.5, The Fanatic. NFL Week 2, and the Birds travel to Tampa Bay in a battle of Week 1 winners and another start for MVP Nick Foles. Start your football Sunday with Trey, Devon, and Jason live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show. After the game, join the Joes, Torty, and Stazak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction and breaking it down on the Fanatic postgame show. The Birds go for 2-0 in Tampa Bay, and all the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Huddle up for winning deals. It's Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Get up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. A new 2018 Kia Forte or new 2019 Kia Soul, just $179 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero do it sign. Or get a new 2019 Kia Sportage or a new 2019 Kia Sorento, just $199 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero do it sign. Score a savings touchdown during Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Kick off this season by getting up to $6,000 overlook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. When you want to be a savings champion, we'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at GatewayKia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giant.
Leases are 36-month zero security deposit, 10K miles per year. Lease and tax title and DMV discount. Lease only. Trade gains value. Credit approval expires 9/30/18.
Every night is family night on PHL 17.
Dre, I just got the best news.
The newish addition to PHL 17 is none other than Black-ish. Join Dre, Bo, and the rest of the family as they bring you the last 5 nights a week at 6 and 9:30.
How about I give you $100 if you take mommy?
$200, and you agree not to have any more children.
Okay, that's a decision
Be sure to check out Black-ish weeknights at 6 and 9:30 on
PHL 17, your home for Black-ish 5 nights a week.
Hey, Philly, Jenkintown's favorite family is on the move. Catch the Goldbergs weeknights at 7:30 and now at 9. We're in primetime.
That's right, Adam. Jenkintown's own Goldbergs will now be in primetime 5 nights a week.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
Oh, that is so typical. Why would I ever expect my own husband's support?
That sounds like an idea even Murray can get behind.
Did you hear what I said? It's not a bad idea.
Be sure to catch the Goldbergs weeknights at 7:30 and 9.
On PHL 17.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Lite on us.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books. Available bets include pro and college football and basketball, baseball, hockey, tennis, soccer, and more. Place your wager on your favorites today and score your own winning record at the book. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year.
Get a great rate on internet, TV, and more.
For 2 years, my jaw's all on the floor.
Plus even more speed, that's raising the bar. Better yet, you get a free year of DVR. Yeah. And Xfinity Mobile is the way to go. A new wireless network that saves you dough. Ask about the $300 you get when you include mobile with your internet.
What?
It's the best deal. It doesn't happen often. Don't miss it. It's simple, easy, awesome. Another one.
Now through September 16th, get internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement and DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to get $300 back when you add Xfinity Mobile and purchase a new phone. Don't miss our best deal of the year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term or DVR promo, regular rates apply.
We haven't taken a day off from dental insurance in over 45 years. That's decades of helping businesses like yours keep their employees healthy. Decades of building the strong national network of dentists we have today. For us, there are no distractions. We're all about dental. So no matter the size of your company, we have an easy-to-use plan that's right for your business. United Concordia Dental. For important disclosures and to see why employers rely on a partner who's dedicated to dental, visit discoverucd.com.
It's here, JCPenney's 10 Days of Nonstop New Fashion and Beauty event. Starting this Friday, find amazing daily deals on new fall fashion arrivals, beauty products, and services. Deals like 50% off select Liz Claiborne apparel and accessories, free mini makeovers from Sephora inside JCPenney, and $8 brow waxing from the JCPenney salon. Hurry in! JCPenney, style and value for all. Event dates are 9/14 to 9/23. Some exclusions apply. See store jcp.com/new for details.
We're world champions, man.
We're world champions.
We're world champions.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, the Fanatic.
Hell yeah!
WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new north.
Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Philadelphia's football station.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Joe Stazak here till 7 o'clock tonight. Nick Foles and his Eagles taking on Ryan Fitzpatrick and his Tampa Bay Buccaneers tomorrow. The last time Nick Foles in an Eagles jersey played in Tampa, last play of the game sounded something like this.
Foles, pass, and it's in there. Touchdown to Jeremy Maclin. And the Eagles will win.
Yes, they will. That was 2012, the 2012-2013 season. Last play of the game, Nick Foles getting his feet wet. Michael Vick played most of that season, but Foles getting his feet wet at the end of the year under Andy Reid still, and beat the Bucs in Tampa when Jeremy Maclin was still here. Nick Foles has his work cut out for him tomorrow a little bit, trying to bounce back from that rough game against Atlanta, a game that he played well enough to win and did win, but we all know Nick Foles can play better than that. Steve Callis from Callis Remarks coming up shortly. Right now, let's go out to the phone line, 610-632-0975. Joey in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
What's up, Joe? What's going on, man?
How are you, bud?
Okay. I have a question, and looking at this very realistically. If we win tomorrow, the Eagles, when I say we,
yeah,
the Eagles win tomorrow, Foles has a good game, and Carson Wentz plays next week against Indianapolis.
Yeah.
If he does get the start. If we lose to first of all, you have Indianapolis, then if I'm not mistaken, is it Tennessee, then Jacksonville?
It's Tennessee, then Minnesota.
Then Minnesota, okay. So, if he starts against Indy, and we lose that game, and he doesn't look too good, then we get the win over Tennessee, and we lose Minnesota. And in those three games, if he doesn't look like he's 100% healthy and we're at 2-3, do you think we go back to Nick Foles? Just to say, because not only is Carson rusty, he's coming off this injury. So if he comes in and goes 1-3 and doesn't look great, what should we do?
Well, it really depends on how he looks in terms of the injury. But otherwise, he's your starting quarterback. They're going to live or die with Carson Wentz once he's back. And once he's back and he's been cleared 100%, I mean, they're going to stick with him and wait till he gets the kinks out, even if it costs them a game or two and he's not playing well. But, you know, Nick Foles, you know, I had said, and we've had shows like this about a potential quarterback controversy. If Nick Foles is lighting it up for the first three or four games, I'd stick with him. I really would. Give Carson Wentz more time to heal until Nick Foles comes back down to earth. But if he doesn't come back down to earth, why make the change? Now, I don't think that's going to happen. I believe in my heart of hearts that Carson Wentz will probably be back against Indianapolis. And after that, unless he gets hurt again, it's basically Carson Wentz the rest of the way, my friend.
Right, and you know, and again, the only thing I'm concerned about is him coming back rusty, and the two out of three games are against pretty game teams.
I know what you're saying, Joe, but it's kind of like something that they're going to just have to deal with. I appreciate it, Joey, for the phone call. It is what it is. It's a necessary evil. He's going to be rusty, I would think. Hasn't played since December 10th last year. Didn't take, you know, a ton of reps. You know, this past week, Nick Foles got all the reps. We'll see what happens Indianapolis week. But it's just going to be what it is. He's going to have some rust. He's going to have to knock some rust off. He might struggle in the first game, two games, three games. Who knows? But they're going to live or die with Carson Wentz once he's back, if he's healthy. If he's struggling because the knee is causing him problems and it, you know, swells up and gets inflamed again, different story maybe. Otherwise, once he's back, they're going to live and die with Carson Wentz. All right, like I promised, on the Comcast Business Hotline right now, my podcast partner, Steve Callis from Callis Remarks. Hello, Steven. How are you today, my friend?
Hey, Joe. All good. Great to be with you.
You too, pal. We did a podcast yesterday. We talked about some of these things. I want to go over them again for folks who haven't listened to the podcast. Steven, Nick Foles has to play better. Do you suspect that he will play better against a defense that gave up 40 points to the Saints? He talked about his confidence this week, and, you know, he's human, and he can lose it, and maybe he's lost a little bit, but I suspect Nick Foles is going to have a bounce-back game. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. Again, they did enough to win. That's what championship teams do. They didn't really all play together in the preseason, right or wrong, good or bad. Now they have a game under their belt against a tough team that they were able to win. As we said last week, championship teams win those games, and non-championship teams don't win those games. And I think that's where Atlanta is. Me personally, that's what I believe. But they're certainly a big player in the you know, to make the playoffs and make a run. But I like the Eagles last week. I like Nick Foles to be much better this week. And I think what Ryan Fitzpatrick did was make the point spread lower. That's what I think he did.
Well, he certainly did, because they put up 48 against the Saints. Fitzpatrick had an off-the-hook kind of game, one for the ages. Not only for him, but, you know, around the football world and the history of the game, it's up there with what he did last week. I mentioned him and Mark Rippon, the only quarterbacks to throw for 400 yards, four touchdowns, no interception. And they ran one in as well. I mean, you can't believe some of these things that happen on a weekly basis in the National Football League. And we'll get to our pick segment later. That's why I, you know, took a loss instead of a win by doing something stupid. And Ryan Fitzpatrick made me pay for it, all right? I deserve it. But can Ryan Fitzpatrick continue playing? Listen, he's not going to have the game like he had last week, but is it an aberration, or, you know, he's got a lot of weapons and he's a 14-year veteran. What should we expect out of Ryan Fitzpatrick tomorrow?
Well, I will say this about Ryan Fitzpatrick. As a backup, he's not Nick Foles, but he's not Deshaun Kizer. And I think he is an average to slightly above average NFL quarterback, and all the players on all the teams he played for love him. And you saw it last week when he put his head down going in for that touchdown. He doesn't even avoid contact, this guy.
Nope.
So he's not the most talented quarterback in the world, but he did light up St. Louis. He did light up New Orleans last week. And I think that's more of a worry for New Orleans and their perceived Super Bowl champs. I think I told you the week before, Phil Simms and Boomer Esiason both picked them to go to the Super Bowl. And then it was interesting this week. Well, you can't really let one game change you. But if you give up 48 to the Tampa Bay Bucs, and I'm not saying they're a bad offensive team, and I'm not saying Ryan Fitzpatrick is a bad quarterback, but if you give up 48 to them, I'm not seeing the Super Bowl in their future. One other thing I wanted to say about inside the NFL, they had Malcolm Jenkins as the guest, and he was sitting on the couch with Phil Simms later in the show. And Phil Simms said, Carson Wentz should have been the MVP last year. Even though he got hurt, he still should have been the MVP. And, of course, Malcolm Jenkins agreed with him. I thought that was a pretty interesting dynamic, kind of a throwaway on the show. You wouldn't hear too much talk about that. But I respect Phil Simms' obviously football IQ. And, you know, you could have made a case, but you get hurt even 3-4 games out, you're in trouble in terms of the MVP award. As for your buddy who called before, the last caller, I think you're right. If it's health, then Wentz will be taken out. But if it's not health, he's the guy, and he's the guy for 10 years or more. And frankly, Nick Foles did not help himself, assuming there would be any kind of argument.
Right.
The better argument is, if Fitzpatrick plays well against the Eagles' great defense, is there a quarterback controversy in Tampa Bay?
In Tampa Bay, it's an excellent
point. And I think
the
answer to that is yes.
I agree with you on that. I've never been a big Jameis Winston guy. And if he plays like that, like he did last week, or at least to some, you know, capacity, in some capacity, I agree with you. I think there will be more likely a controversy down there in Tampa Bay. Dirk Cutter, you know, his job's on the line. He's going to do whatever he can to win football games. Now, they did get 40 hung on them by Drew Brees and the Saints, and they're without Brent Grimes this week and without Vernon Hargraves this week. How can the Eagles exploit the fact that Tampa Bay will not have their two starting cornerbacks in the lineup?
Well, I'm hoping they're going to run their playoff. I mean, they don't have Alshon either. Eagles don't have Alshon, but I hope they're going to run their playoff offense, for lack of a better term, the run-pass option and all that. But I think Foles, with a game under his belt, and frankly, the whole offense with a game under their belt, is going to be a different team from last week. And Atlanta does have a pretty good defense. So I think in terms of Eagles' offense against Tampa Bay's defense, I think that's a big up for the Eagles, and obviously, given the injuries, a big down for Tampa Bay. I mean, Brees can do that to you. He can light up anybody. But it's more about the other side of the ball, and obviously the Eagles' defense is much better than the Saints' defense.
Steve Callis from Callis Remarks with myself and Steve Callis on the Comcast Business Hotline right now. Now, Steve, Darren Sproles will not play. He's out for tomorrow's game.
Yeah.
And if you look at last year's running back foursome, they're down LeGarrette Blount and Darren Sproles now heading into week two. And,
yeah,
you know, it was one of the top running back quartets in the league last year. And you know how I feel about LeGarrette Blount. I know you share the same sentiments. But Darren Sproles is out now, too, not only on the offensive side of the ball, but in terms of what his impact usually is from a special team standpoint, how much will this hurt the Eagles?
Well, I think it does hurt the Eagles. Sproles is a big part. Obviously, they won the Super Bowl without him for most of the season, and you can say that about four or five guys who are really good players from last season, which is, you know, what I think part of the hunger that this team still has. The fact that they won the Super Bowl last year is not going to be, in my opinion, any kind of hangover, because you got four or five guys who we've mentioned a dozen times who were on the team but didn't play and missed most of the season, frankly.
Right. Yep.
And they're all back now. Sproles is hurt. Wentz is coming back, I assume, game three or four. I think it's a big problem, and I totally agree with you, as you know. To give up on Blount for $1 million extra or whatever it was, I don't care what the number was. He didn't have a very good game in Detroit first week, almost got hurt. It looked like he got hurt. Apparently he's okay. But there was just something about that grouping. We both thought Blount should have been used more. The one time he didn't get used at all, they got hammered early on by the
Kansas City game,
But now when you lose Sproles, the only thing that could be worse from the running back position if you lose Ajayi, because he is kind of like Blount. I do agree with that. Having said that you had Blount and Ajayi last year, I thought was incredible. And bringing back Sproles into the mix, you're right about hamstrings, though, that could be a problem, made them even better, I thought, if you had kept Blount. So now they're down two, but they really were down Sproles for most of the year last year. I thought it was a mistake to let him go. But, you know, now the offensive line has also played a whole game. Peters is back and looked really good last week. So I think their running game is going to get going, but I think it's more limited now with Sproles out and Blount in Detroit. But, again, I think the Eagles needed to steal one, if you will. I don't know if steal is the right word. They were playing at home and they won. But to get that win, I thought was huge. And I think it's clear sailing these next 3 weeks. And then when you get to Minnesota for week five, the Vikings game, that's where I think the tough part of the schedule starts.
It seems like they're down Alshon Jeffrey, and it seems like that really has or has had a ripple effect on the wide receiving core, or something is going on there, because you look at last week's game. I mean, Nick Foles only hit two wide receivers. One was Nelson Aguilar for 8 catches, and one was DeAndre Carter for just one catch. I mean, the wideouts did like nothing last week. How can the Eagles get them more involved? I know they're down Mac Hollins as well, but they've got virtually nothing outside of Nelson Aguilar from their wideouts last week.
Yeah, kind of bizarre. I know we both would like to see DeAndre Carter get more of a chance, but you know, if you take Alshon out of the lineup, that is a huge problem, because sometimes he gets double teamed. He's a threat on the outside, and you just take him off the field. That's a problem, frankly. So I think they will get him involved again. I think Foles will be better. I'm not sure about this whole confidence thing. He was 27-2 that one year. He's the Super Bowl MVP. Yes, even those guys can lose their confidence, but they did enough to win last week against a very good team, and in my opinion, they're not playing a very good team this week, despite what they did against the Saints.
All right, Steve, and now to the meat of the show, because you had a phenomenal week. You had a phenomenal week handicapping games last week. I was average, as usual, but and I'll give my picks and what I did last week and what I like this week later on in my show today. But I want you to go over what you had last week, your record, and who do you like this week, because I know folks might be hanging on your picks after a 3-1 week last week.
Well, I like the Eagles, obviously. We did that before the Thursday night game. I also like the Rams. And look, I thought the Rams would be better, frankly. I know they won by 20, but that was 13-13 in the third quarter. So they have their own we better get better issues, as the Eagles do. I also like New England. You know, that was a 6.5-point game, so I've been Tom we trust type thing. But I fell into the New Orleans trap as you did. I had it down to New Orleans and the Ravens as my fourth pick. But I wasn't the Joe Flacco guy, frankly. And of course, they won 47-3, so I just called one wrong there. But 3-1 early in the season, you got to be very, very happy. At least I'm very happy. If you recall last week, the first 6 weeks of the year were very tough picking games by anybody. Everybody
yeah, it always is.
Games.
Sure.
That was a tough time, of course. Tomorrow, Sunday, I'm going with, and I know this is a mistake in theory, Joe, but I'm taking 3 road favorites. But
wow.
I think when you hear them,
wow,
you know, it's not crazy in my opinion. Otherwise, I wouldn't pick them. But I'm going Eagles -3 over the Bucs again. Suppose the Bucs played last week and lost, I don't know, just picking a number, 35-21. I think the Eagles would be a touchdown, maybe more, even on the road.
Yep.
So it's 3 right now. What I've seen, Eagles -3 over the Bucs in Tampa for the reasons we just talked about. I thought the Texans played well against New England, not good enough to beat New England in New England. Watson was not like Watson yet. But again, he's got a game under his belt now, and I think one game will make all the difference for Nick Foles, and I think one game will make a big difference for Deshaun Watson and Watt, who are both coming back from serious injuries. They're only 2.5 over the Titans. And again, I understand it's on the road, but I thought that line would be a little higher. I don't know if I should take the Joe Stazak approach and say that's too low, so I'll take the Titans. But the Titans did lose to the Dolphins in that, you know, weird 7-hour game.
Yeah.
And I don't know what Mariota, I wasn't even looking at Marcus Mariota's health when this happened, but apparently he can play, but they might switch quarterbacks or something. But even if he's healthy and plays, I like the Texans -2.5 over the Titans. And finally, I know what Kansas City did to the Chargers, but I don't think there's anybody else in the league who can do what Tyreek Hill did. So I'm going Chargers -7 against the Bills. When you see the Ravens put up 47 on the Bills, and then they weren't very good Thursday night, I think the Chargers, who lit up the Kansas City defense, I think they can go into Buffalo and score a ton of points. So Chargers -7 in Buffalo, Texans -2.5 against the Titans, Eagles -3 down in Tampa Bay. And if I go bad, you can, you know, tell me I told you so if for betting road favorites or liking educational purposes only, I'm sorry, for liking road favorites this Sunday in week two of the NFL.
Great stuff, my friend. We'll see. We'll track your picks. You had a marvelous week in week one. Congratulations again. Thanks for joining us, pal. Enjoy week two of the NFL. We'll catch up with you soon, pal.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
You too, Steven. Steve Callis on the Comcast Business Hotline. Scotty from Barrington, hang in there, brother. I'll get you on the other side. Have some open phone lines as well for the rest of you fine folks out there. 610-632-0975, the number to call in. I'm Joe Stazak. Here till 7 o'clock tonight. Coming right back.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5, The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you and your crew to the Fanatic Birds pregame show and party. Starring Trey Thomas, Devon Gibbons, and Jason Martinez.
We're sending you there.
We're back this season at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Lots of free parking. Stay and watch the game with the Fanatic's Eitan Shander on Fishtown Hops' huge 10x10 big screen. Enjoy dollar dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. While you're there, new members sign up for the free players card and get over $500 in offers instantly with a winner's playbook. Heading to the game, Sugar House Casino is your fast link to the link. Stop by on your way to the game.
Get ready.
Presented by Sugar House Casino, Philly loves a winner. Brought to you in part by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5. The Fanatic. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Every night is family night on PHL 17.
Dre, I just got the best news.
The newest addition to PHL 17 is none other than Blackish. Join Dre, Bo, and the rest of the family as they bring you the last 5 nights a week at 6 and 9:30.
How about I give you $100 if you take Mommy?
$200, and you agree not to have any more children.
Okay, that's a decision I have. No.
Be sure to check out Blackish weeknights at 6 and 9:30 on
PHL 17, your home for Blackish 5 nights a week.
Hey, Philly, Jenkintown's favorite family is on the move. Catch the Goldbergs weeknights at 7:30 and now at 9. We're in prime time.
That's right, Adam. Jenkintown's own Goldbergs will now be in prime time 5 nights a week.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
Oh, that is so typical. Why would I ever expect my own husband's support?
That sounds like an idea even Murray can get behind.
Did you hear what I said? It's not a bad idea.
Be sure to catch the Goldbergs weeknights at 7:30 and 9
on PHL 17.
The following message from Monster contains multiple uses of the F-word. It may not be suitable for younger audiences and those easily offended. Free. It's a bad word that a lot of job sites use, and it's creating a lot of noise. You know those sites. They tell you a free posting will get your small business qualified candidates, and then the candidates you get aren't the candidates you want. So they aren't free because you end up paying a lot. Or there are those other sites where you post your job in the same environment as someone selling a human-sized hamster wheel. Or where qualified candidates can't find you because your job post gets buried really quickly way deep down at the bottom of the site. Posting your job on Monster means you don't have to post on those sites because we don't do any of those things. We deliver candidates and qualified ones. Monster's job posting started just $49. No hidden fees, no irrelevant candidate matches, no having to repost every 10 minutes. Only the candidates you want delivered easily at a fixed, affordable, and honest price. Visit monster.com/radio to learn more and cut through the noise.
It's week two of the football season, which means a second shot at victory. Bragging rights and huge cash prizes are all up for grabs all season at DraftKings, the leader in one-week fantasy sports. I'm Anthony Gargano. This weekend, DraftKings has over $2 million in total prizes, and you can play free with your first deposit. With one-week fantasy at DraftKings, you choose when to play. Draft a new team every week with no season-long commitment. Just choose your player, stay on the cap, and watch the points pile up. No matter what your skill level, there's a contest waiting for you at DraftKings. Nothing makes football Sunday more exciting than when you have a DraftKings lineup on the line. Download the app or go to DraftKings.com now. Use code FANATIC to enter a contest for free this weekend with your first deposit and compete for your share of over $2 million in total prizes. That's code FANATIC only at DraftKings. The game inside the game. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hey, Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron Fina, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Ron has spent over a decade building a reputation for exceptional customer service and giving customers the very best deal. Ron's a good dude. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
Hey, this is Trey Thomas here. Eagles fans, get to a participating Wawa today and pick up a specially marked king-size bar of Goldenberg's Peanut Chews. You're already a winner if you have a Goldenberg's Peanut Chew. But check the wrapper, because one Golden Eagles ticket winner will receive two 2019 regular season tickets for the Philadelphia Eagles, and 10 silver ticket winners will each receive an autographed jersey, helmet, or football from an Eagles player. No purchase necessary. Open to New Jersey, PA, and Delaware. Must be 18 and up. Go to PeanutChews.com for details and official rules.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
Don't miss the Fall RV Show and Sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlets Friday through Sunday, September 14th through the 16th. Huge discounts on travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Top trade values and special finance rates. Gloucester Premium Outlets, exit 7B, Route 42, Blackwood, New Jersey.
Sports talk for Glenn Mills
and all of Delco.
97.5. The Fanatic.
Show. It's 4:30. I'm Joe Stajak. I'm here till 7 o'clock tonight. Eitan Shander takes over at that time. We're getting set for Eagles and Bucks tomorrow. Cannot wait. It seems like 3 weeks since the Eagles played a game. Remember that game against Atlanta like a long time ago? Yeah, it was like 10 days ago. Seems like it was about 3 weeks and 10 days ago. Birds looking to go 2-0 in Tampa Bay tomorrow. Bucks, as we know, thumped the Saints 48-40 last weekend, and you know, they're still without their starting quarterback, Jameis Winston. I thought Steve Callis brought up a great point we talked about, because a caller, Joey from South Philly, asked me if Carson Wentz comes back against Indy, doesn't play all that well for the next two or three games, could there be a quarterback controversy? And I said no, unless Nick Foles was actually just shredding everybody for the next few games. And then I said, at that point, I would leave him in and let Carson Wentz rest a little bit more. But anyway, he said that there's probably more likely a quarterback controversy in Tampa if this keeps up than here in Philadelphia, than the chances of having one here in Philadelphia. And that could be true. Jameis Winston, not much of a fan favorite down there, or a coach's favorite either, because he throws a lot of interceptions. He does knucklehead things. He's suspended for 3 games. And Ryan Fitzpatrick just had an off-the-chart game against the Saints last week. 14.89 yards per attempt. Yards per attempt. That's silly. That's just silly. It's Ryan Fitzpatrick, too. They call him Fitzmagic down there in Tampa. Birds are going to have to get some pressure on him. And this isn't like Ryan Fitzpatrick's coming out party. It's his 14th season in the league. But you give a quarterback time. And again, you know, Todd Monken has been calling the plays, at least called the plays last week for the Bucs, taking over the responsibilities of play calling from the head coach, Dirk Cutter. Dirk Cutter, I guess, came to his senses and basically admitted that, you know, Todd Monken might do a better job play calling because Dirk Cutter was not getting it done. So there may be something to that in the way that Monken called the plays because they were sensational against the Saints last week. And Nick Foles, we're going to need to see a better game out of him. 19 of 34 for 117, no touchdowns, one interception against the Falcons, a quarterback rating of 50.7. He talked about, this week, did Nick Foles, about losing his confidence from time to time.
I think people expect, since you've done it before, you should know how to do it every time, but each day is a new day, each struggle is a new struggle. And we are humans. We do have feelings and we do go through different things. So, yeah, I mean, you know, we have to, you know, that's why, you know, I have a lot of conversations with my wife. I pray, I get in my Bible, I read the word, because there is a lot of things going on that we have to deal with as people. I think people look at us as professional athletes and think we don't deal with that, but we do. We do struggle. You know, you do lose your confidence at times, but you have to know how to get it back.
Yeah, I think he's a guy who does know how to get it back. We've seen that before. We've seen him struggle. We saw him struggle in the Raiders game last Christmas and then the first quarter of the Dallas game the week that followed. And then all he did was beat the Falcons, the Vikings, and the Patriots to bring Philadelphia its first Super Bowl. And again, in four career playoff games, he had a quarterback rating of 100 or more. I mean, he plays very, very well coming off a subpar performance, but also plays very, very well when the lights are bright and the stage is big. And, you know, the stage is just as big in Tampa as it was here in Philadelphia last week, as it's going to be for the Indianapolis game the following week, and then in Tennessee the following week. We don't know when Carson Wentz is going to be back, but he likes the spotlight. He plays well in the spotlight. I thought it was interesting, though, that, you know, he talked about, because I think it's real. It's a real soundbite and his real feelings, and I think sometimes we think pro athletes are robots. They're not people. They don't have feelings. They don't have emotions. They don't have some psychological issues from time to time, but they do. And Nick Foles isn't above that. And we've seen him lose his confidence, but we've also seen Nick Foles have a propensity to get it back and get it back quickly. And that's why I think Nick Foles is going to have a good game tomorrow against and I think Steve Callis called them this, a not very good Tampa Bay team. And I'm inclined, unless I see Tampa Bay do this for a few weeks in a row, what they did to the Saints, to me, they're still one game above a 5-11 team last year. I need to see more from this team. They weren't successful with Jameis Winston. I am hard-pressed to believe that they're just going to be this different team with Ryan Fitzpatrick at the helm. You know, week to week, the NFL, you know, changes quickly on a dime. You never know what's going to happen. I think a lot of people took the Saints last week in the opener thinking, hey, it's a 2-touchdown win for the Saints. They're, you know, by some accounts, the team to go to the Super Bowl this year. And Tampa Bay, again, coming off a 5-11 year with the coaches on the hot seat, no starting quarterback. And then that happens. And that's why I don't play the market anymore, because that happens. Stuff like that happens. You don't know when or where it's coming, but stuff like that happens. And I don't think it's what Tampa Bay really is. They may be better than last year. They're not what we saw last week. All right? The Saints, the secondary was awful. It was one of those games that just everything went right. DeSean Jackson went nuts. Mike Evans went nuts. Ryan Fitzpatrick went nuts. And now, tomorrow, they don't have their two top cornerbacks in Brent Grimes and Vernon Hargraves. So I think that weighs in the Eagles' favor. They do need to start getting the ball to Mike Wallace. They need to stretch the field a little bit more. Nick Foles missed some opportunities, left some plays on the table, by all accounts, in watching the tape, watching the film again. Mike Wallace was open on several occasions. Nick Foles did not deliver him the football. So I know Mike Wallace was getting killed last week. He had no catches. He had one catch in the preseason for 3 yards. But, you know, a lot of that was on Nick Foles last week. You know, and again, he was 10 of 20 to his tight ends and his backs, which is mind-boggling. You have to almost try to do that, to be so bad to your tight ends and your running backs. Those aren't hard throws in the backfield. So I suspect Nick Foles is going to bounce back big time. We shall see. 610-632-0975. Let's go to my man Scotty in Barrington. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Scott? Hey.
Brother Joe, what's good with you?
How you doing, my man?
Hanging out with me and my bodyguard, Big Steve.
Big Steve. Tell Steve, I said, yo, what's up, Stevie?
He said, what's up? But
Just listen to you before we hang out tonight, but a couple things I want to touch on, Brother Joe. You're right. Running back quarterback, how do you feel about this? Maybe a heavy dose of our tight ends.
Oh, I'd love to see that. I mean, Dallas Goedert, he played 17 snaps last week against Atlanta. He had one catch for 4 yards. Ertz dropped a couple. I suspect that in lieu of the wide receivers and the health of the wide receivers, and Alshon Jeffery being out, Mac Hollins being out, and they have some young guys, Shelton Gibson and DeAndre Carter, and Kamir Aiken now because they cut Marcus Wheaton. They're not loaded at wide receiver. I'd love to see a lot of two tight end sets and getting the ball more to Ertz and seeing what Goddard has.
Okay, thank you for the answer, Brother Joe. I got one more. Always thanks for taking my call. God bless you. Be safe
you
out
too,
there.
And,
we'll link up before the Fanatic Fan Fest. I still got to do your car, but we won't talk about that on the air.
We'll get to it, bro. We'll get to it.
My last one is give me your star player on offense for the Eagles, your star player on defense, and your star player on special teams. Once again, Brother Joe, I'm out. Peace.
My man, Scotty, I appreciate it, brother. Much love to you, my friend. I think Nick Foles is going to be the star tomorrow. He's going to be the star above everybody else, including the defensive side of the football. Defensively, I'm going to go with Brandon Graham. I think he's going to have a big day getting to the quarterback. I think he's going to make it for a long day for Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think you need to put Ryan Fitzpatrick on the run, put him on his hiney a few times. You know, you can't let him sit back there. Again, he's a smart guy, went to Harvard. He's a 14-year veteran. And, you know, these guys that we think of and we dismiss as being, well, he's a journeyman, he's a nomad, he stinks. You know, we summarily just think, oh, he stinks. He's Ryan Fitzpatrick. Couldn't do a ton with the Jets. He's been, you know, he's played for every team out there almost. You give a quarterback, a veteran experienced quarterback, a seasoned quarterback, time like he had last week, and receivers like DeSean Jackson, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, O.J. Howard, and you got problems. So I think Brandon Graham is going to need to have a big day. You know, along with Derek Barnett and Fletcher Cox, who was a monster against Atlanta, you know, Michael Bennett. But I think they're going to have to limit his time back there in the pocket. And on special teams, you know, Sproles, he's usually my guy, but I'm going to say Corey Clement. I think he's going to pick up the slack, and I love Corey Clement. I think he's an exciting player. He's a dangerous weapon. You know, he's one of those guys, you kind of have to know where he is. Not like a Sproles. Sproles, to me, is the most dangerous guy when he's healthy on the offensive side of the ball for the Eagles. But Clement, you know, is deceptively fast, especially catching balls out of the backfield. But again, he's going to have to pick up the slack for Sproles tomorrow on special teams, returning balls, because Sproles is out with that hamstring injury. So I'm going with Corey Clement there for the special teams in answer to Scotty Beth from Barrington's question. We've got to take another break. I'm Joe Stasiak. Again, I'm here till 7 o'clock tonight. Does anyone see the Eagles losing this game? Is it just me, or is it, and again, I don't say anything's a lock, but does anyone see the Eagles losing this game? And the line is tempting, man. I mean, it's just delicious. It dropped, like Steve said, Steve Callis, who was on with us a little while ago, the line should be about 6, 6.5. But because of that game against the Saints, the Eagles are a value pick tomorrow. And you can hear the pregame show right here on 97.5, The Fanatic, starting at 10 o'clock. The postgame show immediately following with myself and Joe Torti. But right now, again, we're taking your calls at 610-632-0975. And I'm Joe Stasiak. I'm here until 7 o'clock tonight. Give me a call.
You're listening to 97.5, The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic will be giving you a chance to win $1,000. Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them now at FamilyAutos.com. And Roofing Nation, 50% off a brand new roof. Visit RoofingNation.com. Listen next week for details on how to enter to win.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. With summer ending, it's time to look inward a bit and ask yourself a question. Is addiction to drug or alcohol preventing you from being the best family member you can be this year? Your family needs you, and they deserve the best version of you. Did you know that you can receive world-class addiction treatment and stay close to your family? Recovery Centers of America is a provider of the highest quality addiction treatment services available in the Philadelphia and New Jersey areas. Their phone number, write it down, 1-800-RECOVERY. Recovery Centers of America offers inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment close to home. They believe that family involvement in addiction addiction treatment is critical to each patient's success. They offer intensive family therapy to help you and your family rally around a solution to your addiction. They'll take your call and they'll admit you safely into treatment 24 hours a day. Call Recovery Centers of America today. 1-800-RECOVERY. Or you can visit them online, 1-800-recovery.com/radio.
Now T-Mobile has unlimited for the rest of us. And it starts as low as $30 per line for 4 lines. Because there are unlimited ways to use your phone, and T-Mobile wants you to enjoy every last one of them. So if you want to send everyone you know a cute puppy gif each morning, or have the family snap countless selfies on vacation, or even watch your friends live stream their attempts at this week's latest viral dance move, now you can. Go do what makes you, you. Go find new ways to share with others. Go capture moments that can't be recreated. Get unlimited for everyone now starting as low as $30 per line for 4 lines from T-Mobile. Call 1-800-T-MOBILE or visit a store to get unlimited today.
During congestion, users on this plan may notice speeds lower than other users and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs per month. Video streams at 480p with autopay plus taxes and fees. Unlimited data while on our network.
O'Reilly. Easily remove dirt, dust, and grime with Armor All Canister Wipes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 2 Armor All Canister Wipes for $8. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The Birds are back. To celebrate, you're invited to City Life Church in South Philly this Sunday, where team chaplain Ted Winsley will share the same message he gave to the team before they won it all. All guests will be eligible for giveaways, including jerseys and a gift card to Chickies and Pete's. Services will be held at South Philadelphia High School at 10 and 11:30 a.m. with free parking. Come out this Sunday in your favorite jersey and be inspired by Ted's incredible story. Visit CityLifePhilly.com for more information. That's CityLifePhilly.com.
John Dorenbos, a Philly fan favorite, returns to Sugar House Casino after a run of sellout shows. On November 2nd and 3rd, this America's Got Talent finalist and former All-Pro athlete will mesmerize with his one-of-a-kind act. Watch as John Dorenbos weaves a spell that combines magic, comedy, and football for a truly amazing and memorable entertainment experience. On sale now. For tickets, visit SugarHouseCasino.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This game day weather report is brought to you by AmericanStandardAir.com.
The Birds travel to Tampa Bay this weekend, where there will be a chance of thunderstorms all day. Game time is 1 p.m. and the high temp at that time should be around 90 degrees with wind gusts approaching 20 miles per hour throughout the game.
Join Joe Canales in Lawrenceville, New Jersey for their grand reopening September 27th through the 30th with hundreds of new items and their newly expanded spirit section. Special sales include 15% off 6 or more bottles of wine and 10% off 750 milliliter liquor. Don't miss the complimentary food trucks, the Tito's RV with mocktail sampling, raffles, and great events all weekend. See store for exclusion and limitations. Joe Canales, Lawrenceville. New look, same staff, same great customer service you know and love.
Don't miss the Fall RV Show and Sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlets Friday through Sunday, September 14th through the 16th. Huge discounts on travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Top trade values and special finance rates. Gloucester Premium Outlets, exit 7B, Route 42, Blackwood, New Jersey.
Fear of missing out? Download our app and don't miss a minute. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Back, everybody. Joe Stajak here with you today till 7 o'clock tonight on 97.5, The Fanatic. This weekend's programming is brought to you by Adam Mechanical. For all your AC and plumbing emergencies, visit adammechanical.com. And don't forget, do not forget to join Trey Thomas, Jason Mertedis, and Devon Gibbons tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. for the Fanatic pregame show live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar Casino. Sugar House Casino. Hit the blackjack table in, quote, the Bird's Nest Pit for a chance at $5,000 in cash. Make your football picks to win a share of 150 large with the Sugar House Choose the Champs Challenge. Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Can the Birds win tomorrow? I think the question is, can they lose tomorrow? Can they lose this game? Can anyone see them losing this game? If they lose this game tomorrow, then I'm stumped. I don't know where this team is at this point. Right now, I think it's a very good team. They can line them up against anybody, and there are some good teams in the NFC this year. You got the Vikings, you got the Saints. You know, I'd like to throw them in the mix. Maybe just, you know, throw out the low and the high score. Maybe last week's game was the low score. You know, we'll see what the Saints have this year. They could be a flop. You know, contrary to what a lot of folks think, I don't know. Again, it's only one game. That's why it's so hard to pick these games early. That's why Steve Callis had such a great week, 3-1 right off the bat, because you don't know where teams are. You don't know what's going to happen early in the season, which team is going to come out flat, which team is poised for a good year, poised for a bad year. You know, you don't know where guys are health-wise or in a new system, or a new offensive coordinator calling the plays for the first time. You have no idea. And again, there are a lot of good teams in the NFC. You know, I'll throw the Packers in the mix. I'm not big on the Packers. I love Aaron Rodgers, but I don't think they're a complete team. They escaped with their lives against the Bears. I know it was a nice story. Aaron Rodgers on the hurt knee, 3 touchdowns in the second half. Great. Congratulations. It was a tremendous performance. I just don't think Green Bay is in the echelon with the Vikings and the Saints and the Rams. You know, Eagles have all those teams on the schedule, by the way. They have the Saints, they have the Rams, they have the Vikings, and I think they can line up with any of those teams. They have the Vikings the Rams December 16th. I think that's going to be the game to decide the NFC, possibly. Thought it was last year. It didn't quite come down to that game, but it was certainly a big game, the one that Carson Wentz hurt his knee, his left knee, in Los Angeles last year. But, you know, I think the Birds are a better team on paper. I think once Carson Wentz comes back and healthy, they're going to be somewhat of a juggernaut. Could be wrong. Things can happen from year to year. Might not be as hungry as a lot of folks think. The Super Bowl hangover, I don't think this team is going to suffer through one of those. They may not win the whole thing. It's very difficult to repeat. I think we've you know, proven that, and there's empirical data that will back that up, but I don't think it's going to be because of a Super Bowl hangover. There's a lot of good competition out there in the NFC this year. Very good competition in the NFC this year. They play Carolina. Carolina's a team that, you know, could be a team to reckon with this year. You know, who else they got? They have Dallas twice, although Dallas isn't, you know, anything to write home about. The Giants twice. All right, they lost to a very good Jacksonville team. But I think Giants are much more talented than they were last year. They have a tough schedule. But I think they're going to be one of the upper echelon teams this year. And if they lose this game tomorrow, I'm going to be very disappointed in them. Not just because they lost the game and I'm going to be disappointed because they're now 1-1. I'm going to be disappointed in them for not getting up enough to beat a less than average Tampa Bay team. Despite what they did last week in New Orleans, they're not a very good football team. You know, they gave up 40 points. You're not going to win a lot of football games giving up 40 points. Now, I know New Orleans was throwing most of the game, and when you have to deal with 3 hours of Drew Brees just sitting back there and slinging it, you know, I get it. You know, Tampa Bay scored 31 points in the first half. Of course the Saints are going to be throwing the whole time. They're going to be throwing the whole time. They're down the whole game. And they just kept giving up points and points and points, 45 passes for Drew Brees. All right, I get that. But they gave up 40 points. They're not going to score 48 points, you know, week in and week out, especially against a good Eagles team. So think about that, and especially now that they're Top two cornerbacks are down. I just want to get where you are with this game. I want to hear if you're overconfident, if you're a little skeptical because of what happened. You saw how some of the great teams can fall from week to week, like the Saints did. That was at home, too. That wasn't at Raymond James Stadium. That happened in the Superdome. Like, what? That's why the NFL is so great, because things like that happen week in and week out with regularity. I mean, how great is that? But aside from the fact that they were one of my plays, that was just great. That was phenomenal. It also brought the line down this week. If you're playing the market and you like the Birds and they're going to be one of the teams you ride this year, you're getting a value. You're getting a bargain at 3 points tomorrow. I've seen it go to 3.5 at some places. It's a bargain at 3.5. 610-632-0975. Ted in Fishtown, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Teddy?
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Thank you. Wow, 3.5. That is a steal.
It looks like it, doesn't it?
Oh, man, all day. That's a steal. No disrespect to Tampa Bay, you know, and the Buccaneers or anything, but they are not at the level that the Eagles are. It's just ridiculous. Fitzpatrick, come on, you know?
I know.
The old cliche, a journeyman, this and that. He never could grow roots anywhere because he's really not that good. He's serviceable.
I'm with you on that. If he was very good, see, the very good ones are consistent. You know, the journeymen are not consistent. That's why they end up with seven teams throughout their careers.
Absolutely. I'm looking at Eagles in the 30s. Buccaneers struggling to get out of the teams.
Buccaneers struggled. So you go. So what do you got? Yeah, give me a definitive score. I'll write it down. I'm going to write down some scores and predictions today.
All right. I'm going 35-17.
35-17, Bird. So an easy win and an easy cover. Teddy, I appreciate it, man. Enjoy the game tomorrow. So Ted from Fishtown goes Birds 35, Bucks 17. Easy win, easy cover. Now, having said that, let me just qualify it with this. I'm not one of those guys that says this is a gimme. It's a lock. You know, it's such a bargain. There's no way they can lose. It's the NFL. We saw what happened to the Saints. Just be careful. All right, just be careful. Things happen in the National Football League. But I do think it's a bargain because of what happened last week with the Saints. And I think the Birds, you know, usually the teams that win cover the number anyway. I don't think the Birds should have too many problems with the Bucks tomorrow, despite being on the road. The only problem I foresee, and this works for both teams, except one team's maybe more used to it, it's going to be about 91 degrees at kickoff. And the temperature on the field is going to feel like, from what they're saying, 104 degrees. So, you know, guys hydrated all week. Doug Peterson had them hydrating all week. It's not just a thing you can do the night before. I'm sure the Bucks are doing the same thing. They're a little bit more used to playing down in the heat because they play down there. But I think the heat could be a factor. But again, both teams are playing in it. This is why one of the reasons I like the Birds, because of what they do with the defensive line. They're always rotating in and out, keeping those defensive linemen fresh, because they're going to need to get some pressure on Ryan Fitzpatrick tomorrow if the Birds are to go 2-0 on the young season. Got to take a break. On the other side, Marcus Hayes coming up in a little bit from the Daily News, Philly.com. He'll give us his thoughts on this game tomorrow, this big game. They're all big from here on out. It is week two of the National Football League, Birds and Bucks tomorrow. You can listen to the pregame show starting at 10 a.m. right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. We're coming right back. I'm Joe Stajak here till 7 o'clock.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. You love your weekly dose of Sal Pal Tuesdays at 5:15 with Mikey Miss. Now get an hour of the nation's leading football expert on the Sal Pal Football Hour. Get the insights and breaking Birds news that only Sal Pal can deliver. Join us for a special Monday night edition of the Sal Pal Football Hour this Monday at 6. Live from Joe Canals in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Presented by Treasury Wine Estates. Featuring 19 Crimes Wine. Join 19 Crimes for a special sampling. The Sal Pal Football Hour is only on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, summer's ending and the fun is over. Well, is addiction to drugs or alcohol preventing you from being the best family member you can be this year? Your family needs you and they deserve the best version of you. Did you know that you can receive world-class addiction treatment and still stay close to your family? Recovery Centers of America is a provider of the highest quality addiction treatment services available in the Philadelphia and New Jersey areas. Their phone number, write it down, 1-800-RECOVERY. Recovery Centers of America offers inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment close to home. Now, they believe that family involvement in addiction treatment is critical to each patient's success. They offer intensive family therapy to help you and your family rally around a solution to your addiction. And they'll take your call and admit you safely into treatment 24 hours a day. Just call Recovery Centers of America today, the number 1-800-RECOVERY, or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.
Every night is family night on PHL 17.
Dre, I just got the best news.
The newish addition to PHL 17 is none other than Black-ish. Join Dre, Bo, and the rest of the family as they bring you the last 5 nights a week at 6 and 9:30.
How about I give you $100 if you take mommy?
$200, and you agree not to have any more children.
Okay, that's a decision I have. No.
Be sure to check out Black-ish weeknights at 6 and 9:30 on
PHL 17, your home for Black-ish 5 nights a week.
Hey, Philly, Jenkintown's favorite family is on the move. Catch the Goldbergs weeknights at 7:30 and now at 9. We're in primetime.
That's right, Adam. Jenkintown's own Goldbergs will now be in primetime 5 nights a week.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
Oh, that is so typical. Why would I ever expect my own husband's support?
That sounds like an idea even Murray can get behind.
Did you hear what I said? It's not a bad idea.
Be sure to catch the Goldbergs weeknights at 7:30 and 9.
On PHL 17.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sports book. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill sports betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Huddle up for winning deals. It's Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Get up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. A new 2018 Kia Forte or new 2019 Kia Soul. Just $179 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Or get a new 2019 Kia Sportage or a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Just $199 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Score a savings touchdown during Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff event. Kick off this season by getting up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. When you want to be a savings champion, we'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at GatewayKia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giant.
Leases are 36 months, zero security deposit, 10K miles per year. Lease and tax title with DMV discount lease only. Trade down value with credit approval expires 9/30/18.
Rematch, Canelo, Triple G. On Saturday, September 15th, it's champion versus champion. The sensational Canelo Alvarez versus the undefeated Triple G.
The best of the best.
And you not like the rest, now you better than the rest. It's the fight of your life. Who gon' be the winner? There can only be one. Rematch.
Canelo versus Triple G 2, Saturday, September 15th, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. Live on pay-per-view.
Live on pay-per-view from Xfinity. Order with your remote or online now at Xfinity.com/boxing.
The Home Depot has very good news for your lawn. It's called Scott's Thicker Lawn, and right now, it's starting at $19.98 a bag. Thicker Lawn is a 3-in-1 mixture of seed, fertilizer, and soil improver, perfectly formulated for thicker grass and happier lawn owners. So spread the word and get up to a 50% thicker lawn after just one application. Scott's Thicker Lawn, starting at $19.98 a bag, and it's now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new north.
Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Philadelphia's football station.
Welcome back. Joe Stajak here. 97.5 The Fanatic till 7 o'clock tonight. Talking Eagles, talking Bucks. It is walkthrough day here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Game day tomorrow, 1 o'clock from Raymond James Stadium. Birds looking to go 2-0 on the year. Going to have their hands full with that high-octane offense of Tampa Bay's. DeSean Jackson, Mike Evans, O.J. Howard, Peyton Barber, Chris Godwin, Ryan Fitzpatrick. That offense is loaded. How are they going to keep up with those cats? Dropping 48 in New Orleans. Who do they think they are? Dropping 48 on the Saints. A lot of folks have the Saints going to the Super Bowl this year. Not so fast, Tampa Bay says. We're going to hang 31 on you in the first half. Now, I'm trying to figure out where Tampa Bay really is. You know, I say a lot of that tongue-in-cheek. Are they the 5-11 team we saw last year with a coach on the hot seat and a quarterback who never threw an interception he didn't like to throw in Jameis Winston? Because he's not around for tomorrow's game. Ryan Fitzpatrick is. I think he's been with like seven teams, 14th year in the league. Certainly a serviceable quarterback, but I mean, last week he looked like, you know, he looked like Brady last week. He looked like Tom Brady. 21 of 28, 417, average 14.9 yards per attempt. Per attempt. Their defensive line's pretty good as well. They only sacked Drew Brees once. They got Vinnie Curry, Bo Allen. Remember those two cats? Played here? Anyone? Anyone remember that? Vinnie Curry, Bo Allen. They also have Jason Pierre-Paul. Went and made a trade for him in the offseason. They have Gerald McCoy. He makes everything go on the defensive line. Talked about their linebackers a little earlier. Levante David and Kwon Alexander, also very, very good linebackers. Although they allowed 15 catches on 15 targets for 167 yards last week in their area. Okay, so they struggled defending the pass, but they are decent linebackers. Now, the cornerbacks, Vernon Hargraves and Brent Grimes, they're out. You know, Ryan Smith is going to take over one of those spots. They're out. I think that's going to favor weigh in the Birds' favor heavily tomorrow, but they do need to, you know, they need to get Mike Wallace involved in the offense and take some shots. They need to take some shots. Only 7 of Foles' 34 attempts last week. Nick Foles' 34 attempts went more than 10 yards down the field. Not completions. I'm not talking about completions. Just the ball traveled more than 10 yards down the field. Only 7 of 34 times. He was 0 for 7 on throws more than 11 yards. And 0 for 4 on throws more than 20 yards. Meanwhile, the Bucs went all up and down the Saints. They had 9 plays of 20 yards or more last week. 9 plays of 20 yards or more. Let that sink in for a minute. 9 plays of 20 yards or more. So I don't know. Maybe Marcus Hayes will kind of help us out with this. I don't know where the Bucs are. I know where the Eagles are. I think the Eagles are going to be markedly better than we saw against Atlanta. I think their offense is going to wake up a little bit. I think they're going to take some shots, especially with the cornerbacks out from Tampa. They got to go down the field a little bit more, and Mike Wallace has to be incorporated more into this offense. Wide receivers last week, DeAndre Carter caught a pass, and Nelson Aguilar caught the other 8 passes of the 9 caught by wide receivers last week. Think about that. Think about that. Only 2 wide receivers caught balls last week, and one was a guy who caught his first ball, DeAndre Carter, in his career, and then Nelly had the other 8 catches. Nelly, by the way, playing in front of his hometown crowd. He was born in Nigeria, but he's from Tampa. Went to Berkeley Prep, also called the Buccaneers, the Berkeley Prep Buccaneers, before he went to USC. It's a little homecoming for Nelly, but they need to incorporate Mike Wallace. Targeted three times, no catches. There were a couple balls I think he could have made a better effort on, but not the ones where he was wide open. Nick Foles just missed him. Not missed him on throws, missed seeing him. Dallas Goedert, one catch for 4 yards. Only 17 snaps of the 60-plus snaps in the game he was out there for. Mike Groh, the offensive coordinator for the Eagles, said, it's just kind of the way it happened. It evolved, and it wasn't like part of the game plan. They need to incorporate Dallas Goedert a little bit more. They targeted Ertz 10 times. That's about par for the course. He needs to catch the balls that come his way. Two big drops, one on a crucial third down, too, in the Atlanta game. He's got to be a little bit more sure-handed like he usually is. But they're wide receivers. I don't know if it was the game plan or not. Hell, they like throwing to Nick Foles, you know, more than they do Shelton Gibson. Nick Foles led three of their receivers last week in yards. He led DeAndre Carter, Dallas Goedert, and Mike Wallace. And Shelton Gibson, too, although Gibson only took 4 snaps. I mean, think about that. The quarterback had more yards catching than DeAndre Carter, Dallas Goedert, Mike Wallace, and Shelton Gibson combined. Combined, the 4 receivers I just mentioned had 14 yards. Nick Foles had 15. They got to get the receivers more involved in the offense. Defensively, I think the Eagles' defensive line, because, you know, Jimmy Schwartz doesn't like to blitz a whole lot, I think they need to make it a long day for Ryan Fitzpatrick. Had a pretty good game against Atlanta. Fletcher Cox was a monster. Created all kinds of havoc. They sacked Ryan 4 times for minus 26 yards. Derek Barnett did not play all that well in game one. He needs to play better. Brandon Graham, I told Scotty from Barrington, he's my guy tomorrow on the defensive side of the ball. I think he's going to have a big game. He's going to get into the backfield, get into Ryan Fitzpatrick's grill. Make it a long day for him. Yeah, they got to come back down to earth. And the Birds need to wake up offensively. They need to wake up offensively. Can't have one of those performances again. You just can't have it. You know, Nick Foles averaging 3.4 yards per attempt. 3.4 yards per attempt. I think they had, 6 drives in the first half. I think they punted 4 times. Did the Eagles 6 drives in the first half? Punted 4 times. They had a field goal. Yes. 4 punts and then the end of the half. You know, they got to get that offense, you know, they got to get that motor going early and often. They should take advantage of the cornerback situation in Tampa. They need to stretch the field. They did very little of that against Atlanta. And let's face it, the Bucs aren't going to do what they did to the Saints tomorrow. I think this is a relatively easy win for the Eagles. There are no easy games out there. But if you know what I'm talking about, I think they win handily, I should say. Not an easy win, but they're going to win this game handily. In my opinion. Again, the Saints, and nothing to be ashamed of, Saints are going to score some points on folks. It's not going to be the first team that got 40 hung on them by Drew Brees and company. That's still a lot of points to give up. If you're a good team, you don't give up 40 points. I don't care who you're playing. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Joe Montana, Otto Graham. I don't care who it is. You don't give up 40 points if you're a good team. So no one would be talking about this if the Bucs scored 35 points last week and lost 40-35. Everyone would be saying, same old Buccaneers, giving up a ton of points, don't have the quarterback play to get it done, can't outshoot Drew Brees. Yeah, but they did. 31 points in the first half. Think about that, 31 points in a half. It was one of those games last week. Lightning will not strike twice for this team this early in the season. 610-632-0975. Dennis in Springfield. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dennis?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
I'm okay. Here's the thing with the NFL. They're not putting up 48 this week. And here's what happened.
Oh, Dennis, man, I'm sorry. You're a bad signal. Call back, brother. We'll put you right on. Having some problems with Dennis's cell. Call right back, bro. We'll try to get you on, man. I wanted to hear what you had to say. Yeah, Tampa Bay's not doing that again tomorrow. You know, it's not the 2007 Patriots we're looking at. It's not one of those. Closer to an aberration than it is to the real gauge of what Tampa Bay is. At least I think they do have weapons, though. You can't thumb your nose at Mike Evans. He's not the speediest guy around, but he goes up and catches those 50-50 balls, uses his body to shield defenders. He's got good hands. 21 yards per catch last week. DeSean Jackson, now he's always hurt. Hurt his shoulder and had a concussion last week. He's going to play. He was a full participant in practice yesterday. He's going to play tomorrow. When he does play, he has big games against the Birds. When he was in Washington, had some big games against this team. You know he wants to. Things did not end all that well here for him, even though Chip Kelly is now with an 0-2 UCLA team. But again, it was the franchise, and he loves having big games against this franchise. Just can't let him behind you, just like they did against Julio Jones. You know, Jimmy Schwartz was content to let him have his underneath. Give him the underneath stuff. He's got to get his. I'm talking about Julio Jones. You know, I'm not sure if DeSean can really get his. Sometimes he's kind of feast or famine. Can't let him get by, though. He still has breathtaking speed. Got to give it to him. Still has breathtaking speed. I mean, they gave up 10 catches, $169 to Julio Jones. And DeSean Jackson had one of those games in New Orleans last week. 5 catches, $146, 29 yards per catch. Those are the kind of games he has. When he has a big game, it's a big game. It's a huge game. Got behind that defense twice, 2 touchdowns. Paid for it. One of the plays, his shoulder. Another play that wasn't the touchdown. You know, banged his head up. The fact that he's still in the league at what is he like, you know, 5'10", 5'9", $165. I mean, God bless him. But he is going to get hurt at that size if he can catch him. They'll give up underneath stuff to DeSean tomorrow. Problem is, his yards after the catch is yak, yak, yak. I mean, he's, I'm not saying he's Odell Beckham Jr., but if you are a step or two behind him on a slant, you're not catching him. You're not catching him. Got to be careful with DeSean. Got to be very careful. That's why I think they need to get pressure on Ryan Fitzpatrick and eliminate any opportunities for DeSean Jackson to get by. You can't let the plays develop and give Ryan Fitzpatrick time. So, you know, I think this will be I don't want to call it an easy win, but I think they'll handle this team. They're going to handle Tampa Bay tomorrow. And again, if you're playing the market, it's a value at 3 points. Dennis in Springfield, you're back. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dennis?
Oh, sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I think I'll give you the final score first, and then I'll go ahead. I think the Eagles win 31-20. And I think what happens is, and you see this in the NFL a lot. I mean, Tampa Bay lit it up last week. And to me, that's an outlier. They don't do that all the time. They don't even get close to doing that all the time. And I can see after Tampa Bay's third possession tomorrow, you know, the sideline shot of their bench where Fitzpatrick's looking at the iPad or whatever it is, and he's shaking his head, and he's got the receivers around him, and they're all shaking their heads. And they've gone 3 and out on 2 out of their first 3 possessions. And the Eagles have scored maybe a field goal, maybe a touchdown. To me, the Eagles are so much the better team that, if I was a seriously betting man, I would say that this is possibly the lock of the week. I don't see how Tampa Bay can hang with this team.
I'm inclined to agree with you. They're not the team we saw last week against the Saints. It was one of those games. I think, you know, again, they're a 5-11 team last year. They do have some weapons offensively, but they gave Ryan Fitzpatrick all the time in the world to throw last week in New Orleans. And it was one of those games. I don't think they're nearly the team that they looked like they were offensively last week. They gave up 40 points, too, remember? They gave up 40 points.
And I expect the Eagles, I mean, that Eagles defensive line, I mean, that's no joke. I mean, that's the best defensive line going eight deep in the league. I mean, there's not a defensive line that compares. And I think they put the pressure on him. I think they hit him a lot. I think he coughs a couple up. And it may be close for the first half, but I think eventually the Eagles pull away 31-20.
I love it. Dennis, I'm putting you down 31-20. I appreciate the call, man. Enjoy the game tomorrow. I'm inclined to agree. Again, there are no locks, and I hate to even go there and use that word. They're going to win handily tomorrow. Let's call it that, handily tomorrow. This isn't one of those games like that sound we played where Nick Foles needed to hit Jeremy Maclin on that comeback route at the pylon of the near side end zone to win that game back in 2012. It's not going to come down to that. Having said that, it's the National Football League. You can't go to sleep on anybody. The Birds offense has to wake up because this is a pretty good offensive team. Birds have a very good defense, held Atlanta in check. Atlanta has a very good offense, held them to 12 points, held them to 10 in last year's playoff game, held them to 15 the year before, Carson Wentz's first year. They have their number. And that's a good offense. Devontae Freeman, Tevin Coleman, Julio Jones, Mohamed Sanu. They're going to have their hands full trying to keep up with this offense and some of their players tomorrow. But if you make them a one-dimensional team, they didn't run the ball that well last week against the Saints. Peyton Barber had 19 carries, 69 yards. The next highest numbered running back was Ryan Fitzpatrick, 12 carries, 36 yards. All right? You can't go one-dimensional on the Eagles and expect to have success. You can't just sit back there and chuck the ball. He only threw 28 times because so many of his completions were big chunks, and scores. He had four touchdowns. He ran one in. But you sit back there and sling the ball 40 times in any NFL game, it's a recipe for disaster. And I think with this defensive line and the secondary, relatively healthy. Ron Darby played well in the first week, very well. Sidney Jones starting to get his feet wet in the nickel, playing the slot. Jalen Mills, only one game, played pretty well. Again, they gave up yards to Julio Jones. They gave up yards. They let him have his, but they didn't let anything behind them. This is what you can't do against Tampa. You can't let Deshaun behind you. Easier said than done sometimes. This is why you can't get caught cheating. This is why he's so valuable. Just the threat of Deshaun Jackson out there. You know, you can't have your safety taking a step or two, you know, in towards the line to maybe, you know, get a little head start on the run. Not with Deshaun out there. You have to know where he is. I think he's a number 11 on the Bucs. You have to know where 11 is at all times. At all times. You get caught flat-footed, it's six. He can still run. 30 years old, can still run like the wind. Mike Evans, damn good wide receiver. O.J. Howard, two catches, 54 yards, 27 yards per catch. He's a big play guy. He's a guy who catches balls in chunks. Chris Godwin, former Penn State guy. He can do a lot of things. Can play the outside, usually designated as their slot guy, along with Adam Humphries. I mean, they'll have their hands full with some weapons tomorrow, but, you know, I think the way they play, rushing four, dropping seven back, and they can get pressure on you from just their front four alone, which Jim Schwartz likes to do. I think he blitzed Atlanta like 23% of the time last week. They got home four times. Fletcher Cox just collapsed the pocket continually. Again, Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's not Aaron Rodgers. He can run a little bit. He has some functional mobility. But he's not Brady. He's not going to sit back there and pick you apart. If you give him a ton of time, he might. That's why they have to make it difficult for him. They have to make him feel uncomfortable. He was very comfortable. If you watch the film, not just the game, if you watch the film, the Bucks and the Saints, he just sat back there all day long, had his way. You know, the plays would develop. Deshaun would be allowed to run his route uncontested. By the time you're 30 yards down the field, he's got about two steps on his guy. That's an easy pitch and catch. But again, they gave up 40 points. Now, this offense has to get clicking, and they have to stretch the field a little bit, but the Bucks gave up 40 points. I know it's to the Saints. I know it was at the Superdome. 40 points is 40 points. It's a lot of points. You're not a good team if you're giving up 40 points a game. I think Nick Foles is going to have a bounce-back game. I think Mike Wallace has to get involved in the offense. They're down Darren Sproles. Corey Clement's going to have a big game. He wasn't used all that much against Atlanta. I think they have to get the running game established. Jay Ajayi needs more than three carries in the first half. And I think once they get rolling, if they can deal with the heat, they're going to be fine tomorrow. At 3 points, straight up, outright, whatever you want to call it. I think the Birds are the play tomorrow. And I think the Birds should end up winning this game very handily. What say you? Any chance they can lose this game? Any chance they can lose this game? I'm not hearing many folks go that direction. No one seems to be that scared. And usually we're a town that's pretty skeptical and can be negative. But I'm hearing lock, mail it in, done deal. Is that where we're going tomorrow? Are we there already? Remember, the Birds escaped with their lives against Atlanta, remember? If Julio Jones comes down with that ball, we're probably all over this team for the last 10 days. What a difference a win and a loss makes. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun because Eagles football is back after 10 long days. Seems like 3 weeks. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stazak here till 7 o'clock tonight. Marcus Hayes coming up after the break. Stick around.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5, The Fanatic. 97.5, The Fanatic invites you and your crew to the Fanatic Birds pregame show and party. Starring Trey Thomas, Stephon Gibbons, and Jason Martinez.
We're sending you there.
We're back this season at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Lots of free parking. Stay and watch the game with the Fanatics, Eitan Shander, on Fishtown Hops' huge 10x10 big screen. Enjoy dollar dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. While you're there, new members sign up for the free players card and get over $500 in offers instantly with a winner's playbook. Heading to the game, Sugar House Casino is your fast link to the link. Stop by on your way to the game.
Get ready.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Brought to you in part by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5. The Fanatic. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Every night is family night on PHL 17.
Dre, huh? Dre, I just got the best news.
The newest addition to PHL 17 is none other than Black-ish. Join Dre, Bo, and the rest of the family as they bring you the last 5 nights a week at 6 and 9:30.
How about I give you $100 if you take mommy?
$200, and you agree not to have any more children.
Okay, that's a decision I have. No.
Be sure to check out Black-ish weeknights at 6 and 9:30 on
PHL 17, your home for Black-ish 5 nights a week.
Hey, Philly, Jenkintown's favorite family is on the move. Catch the Gophers weeknights at 7:30 and now at 9. We're in prime time.
That's right, Adam. Jenkintown's own Goldbergs will now be in prime time 5 nights a week.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
Oh, that is so typical. Why would I ever expect my own husband's support?
That sounds like an idea even Murray can get behind.
Did you hear what I said? It's not a bad idea.
Be sure to catch the Goldbergs weeknights at 7:30 and 9
on PHL 17.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Lite.
on us.
Sports Bettors Affiliate. If you're looking to build your bankroll this season, it's time you follow the documented winners at AllStarSportsPicks.com. All-Star Sports Picks open the month with records of 4-1 in pro football and 4-1 in college football. Become a consistent winner every month and start this week with 5 huge college game plays this Saturday. LSU Auburn, Ohio State TCU, Oklahoma State Boise State, and more. So log on and sign up at AllStarSportsPicks.com. That's AllStarSportsPicks.com.
Hey, this is Trey Thomas here. Eagles fans, get to a participating Wawa today and pick up a specially marked king-size bar of Golden Bird's Peanut Chews. You're already a winner if you have a Golden Bird's Peanut Chew. But check the wrapper because one Golden Eagles ticket winner will receive 2 2019 regular season tickets for the Philadelphia Eagles, and 10 silver ticket winners will each receive an autographed jersey, helmet, or football from an Eagles player. No purchase necessary. Open to New Jersey, PA, and Delaware. Must be 18 and up. Go to PeanutChews.com for details and official rules.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Charmin booty smile. I got a Charmin booty smile. My ultra-star. I got a Charmin booty smile. By the near to ear, the CP's magnifique. Charmin ultra-soft, so cozy. I'm grinning cheek to cheek. Charmin booty smile.
I got Charmin ultra-soft is softer than ever. Enjoy the go with Charmin. So ultra-soft.
It's here, JCPenney's 10 days of nonstop new fashion and beauty event. Starting this Friday, find amazing daily deals on new fall fashion arrivals, beauty products, and services. Deals like 50% off select Liz Claiborne apparel and accessories, free mini makeovers from Sephora inside JCPenney, and $8 brow waxing from the JCPenney salon. Hurry in! JCPenney, style and value for all. Event dates are 9/14 to 9/23. Some exclusions apply. See store jcp.com/new for details.
The Home Depot has very good news for your lawn. It's called Scott's Thicker Lawn, and right now, it's starting at $19.98 a bag. Thicker Lawn is a 3-in-1 mixture of seed, fertilizer, and soil improver, perfectly formulated for thicker grass and happier lawn owners. So spread the word and get up to a 50% thicker lawn after just one application. Scott's Thicker Lawn, starting at $19.98 a bag, and it's now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Don't miss the Fall RV Show and Sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlets Friday through Sunday, September 14th through the 16th. Huge discounts on travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Top trade values and special finance rates. Gloucester Premium Outlets, exit 7B, Route 42, Blackwood, New Jersey.
Sports talk for Sellersville and all of Bucks County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the show. Joe Stasek in the house. Till 7 o'clock tonight. Eitan Shander at that time. Congratulations to the Temple Owls. They go to 1-2 on the year. They beat Maryland today 35-14. Heard right here on 97.5, the Fanatic. But we're talking Birds. We're talking Bucks. And now we're going to talk to my man who's actually covering the game tomorrow for Philly.com. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline right now. His name is Marcus Hayes. How are you, my friend?
Good, Joe. How are you tonight?
I am outstanding. I can't wait for the kickoff because it seems like forever since there's been a game around here. But they're going to kick it off tomorrow, 1 o'clock, Raymond James Stadium. Let's talk about the heat real quick. How hot is it down there, and how do you expect them to get through this game if temperatures, or it's going to feel like, from what we're told, over 100 degrees on the field at game time?
Yeah, the real field down here today was over 100, and a storm cell came through. So it was, you know what it's like in Florida when the heat comes back after a rain shower.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be, the moisture will be coming out of that turf again tomorrow. It's going to be nasty. You know, it's, they're lucky to have 10 days off since their last game, and they're smart to have been hydrating really for the past week. This is a professional team. This isn't a team that goes out and hits it real hard at the bars. And, you know, this is a team that goes home, gets their rest, hydrates, and nourishes itself. It was really remarkable. For example, Brandon Graham plays, you know, 47 plays in the first game since his surgery with no preseason game and limited preseason action. That's just a testament to the sports science people that the Eagles have and the commitment of the players to sports science and the benefit of sports science that we have, you know, in this day and age where you can test guys to see what their levels are and adjust their intakes accordingly.
Amazing stuff. Just amazing stuff what they can do today. All right, Marcus, the offense looked not good, and I'm being nice in the Atlanta game. How do we expect this offense to look tomorrow?
Well, for better. I mean, Tampa's defense isn't great, and this is a better offense than I think what we saw. The big difference makers in this offense are Jason Peters and Jay Ajayi. Jay Ajayi is a Pro Bowl talent when he's fully healthy, or at least when he's fresh. And he's fresh right now. And Jason Peters might be the greatest Eagle of all time, except maybe Reggie White. And I don't know that people consider him an Eagle, considering he finished his career and won in Green Bay and considered himself a Packer. So, you know, Jason Peters was just outstanding in his first game back since he tore up his knee midway through last season. I mean, Carson Wentz is a great talent, and Fletcher Cox is probably the most important player on the team. But Jason Peters is their best player. He's their most talented, best player. And he plays left tackle, which is incredibly important, especially for a guy like Nick Foles, who isn't very mobile and doesn't have a great pocket presence.
You expect him to go down the field a little bit more. I went over the stats and the numbers about how many passes Nick Foles threw over 10 yards, at least the ball traveling over 10 yards, 7 of his 34 passes. We didn't see Mike Wallace incorporated into the offense too often. It looked like he was open on several plays. Nick Foles didn't see him, and he only hit two wide receivers, Nelson Aguilar 8 times, DeAndre Carter once. I mean, can we expect them to incorporate a game plan where Nick Foles stretches the field a little bit more than they did against Atlanta?
Well, I think the two most important words in the question you just asked are game plan. Doug Peterson made it very, very clear on Wednesday, I think it was, that this team, this offense functions best when Nick Foles is comfortable in it. I mean, he has to be comfortable in with the play call. He has to be comfortable with his offensive line. He has to be comfortable with guys coming off the ball. And, you know, say what you like, but, you know, when guys don't play in the preseason, when the quarterback doesn't get a chance to have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of reps in practice and a couple dozen reps in games with his ones, with his starters, they're not going to be as efficient. And Nick Foles is a rhythm guy. He's a tempo guy. He's a guy who needs to be comfortable. And he's afraid of making mistakes at this point, which is good because the defense is excellent, and the rest of the offensive weapons aren't fully aligned at this point. So the game plan has to incorporate what Nick Foles is comfortable doing. And to answer your question, no, Nick Foles is not comfortable at this point throwing the ball downfield. I mean, he might have three bombs in this game, but there'll be play-action bombs or RPOs or whatever. Nick Foles is comfortable with quick passes, quick reads, and things that are very simple. And, you know, you can call that a backhanded compliment, but he is who he is, and he's not going to change.
Marcus Hayes on the Comcast Business Hotline. Marcus, where are the pitfalls in this game tomorrow for the Eagles? We saw what Tampa Bay did to the Saints, but, you know, they did give up 40 points, so they're somewhere between a 5-11 team of last year and what they did to the Saints. People are thinking it's going to be pretty easy for the Eagles to win this game tomorrow, but there are some pitfalls. Can you define which ones they are?
Yeah, it's turnovers. Tampa Bay is going to generate a little bit of a pass rush, and they need to respect that pass rush as much as they respect anybody else's, or Nick Foles will turn the ball over. He'll put it on the ground and put it in other people's hands, number one. And it's also respecting the speed of their wideouts. I mean, I can't believe you haven't asked me about DeSean Jackson.
I was getting there.
It is fascinating to me that DeSean Jackson goes and plays for Washington for several years and does okay against the Eagles. And then the second game that he leaves from Washington, he's playing the Eagles again.
Yeah.
But this time, you know, with an advantage. So, yeah, it's and you have to respect Ryan Fitzpatrick, too. He reminds me a lot of, you know, like Case Keenum or Alex Smith, a guy who is capable of executing a game plan and putting up a lot of points without making a lot of mistakes. So those are the pitfalls. But, you know, you have to keep DeSean Jackson in front of you. You have to help with DeSean Jackson. And the safeties have to be disciplined when it comes to finding and addressing who DeSean Jackson is and what he can do.
Will it be similar to the Atlanta game in that Jim Schwartz was okay letting Julio Jones get his as long as it was underneath and not?
No, Julio Jones and DeSean Jackson are two very different animals. You let DeSean Jackson get his underneath, he's no longer underneath.
Yeah, I mean, mentioned that earlier. You lose a yard or two on a slant and he's gone.
Yeah, he's the fastest person I've ever seen in person in a game. That doesn't mean he runs the fastest 40. But game speed, DeSean Jackson is breathtakingly fast. Let me tell you a little story. I think we were in Oakland. I think the Eagles were in Oakland four or five years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
And DeSean Jackson was jogging off the field. Jogging off the field. Faster than I've seen most people run. I mean, he's fast by accident. It's just a different level of speed, and he's built for it. He's built for speed the way Jordan was built to play basketball. He's just different fast, and he's fast with one step. So, no, the underneath, that Julio Jones stuff isn't going to work with DeSean Jackson. You've got to attend to DeSean Jackson at all times. And, I thought maybe this year, he got wore out a little bit in Washington, turning 30 and all that sort of stuff. No, he's the same guy. I think he's grown up a little bit. I think he's in better shape now than he's ever been. And I think he's a better receiver now than he's ever been. Don't sleep on DeSean Jackson. He's going back to the Pro Bowl if Tampa's any good.
Yeah, that's very possibly true. He had 5 targets last week, 5 catches, 146, and 2 touchdowns before he got hurt. Now, let me ask you something. Speaking of guys that are hurt, Darren Sproles has a hamstring injury. He's going to be missed tomorrow. How much could the loss of Darren Sproles affect the offense tomorrow and special teams?
Not at all. I love Darren Sproles, but he's a bonus. They were a really, really good team without him down the stretch in the Super Bowl last year.
But they did have LeGarrette Blount.
Well, LeGarrette Blount isn't Darren Sproles. He doesn't do what Darren Sproles does. The absence of Darren Sproles, to me, means more touches for Corey Clement, who I think is probably the most important running back on the team. If you can get Corey Clement to be a 20 to 25 touch guy for you next season and the season after as an undrafted free agent, then you've stolen an ace. Corey Clement is a really talented guy. He's not Darren Sproles, who's different. But also, Darren Sproles wasn't Darren Sproles in the opener, and he admitted that. He was limited. He was limited as much as anyone from missing the preseason game because his timing was off, and everything's about timing with Darren Sproles, according to Darren Sproles. So I don't see the absence of Darren Sproles to be that great. I'm pretty sure Nick Foles didn't take a snap last season with Darren Sproles on the field. So, he was always a bonus. I was astounded that he got as much playing time as he got in the first game, and I think that he hindered them more than he helped them in the first game.
Yeah, especially in the first half. Marcus Hayes on the Comcast Business Hotline. Marcus, before I let you go, I need a prediction.
I think they get about 4 sacks, 2 picks, and it's over at halftime, 35-17, maybe 35-14. I can't see it not being a blowout. The Eagles are a really, really good football team, and they're going to get better and better and better and better. If they don't go to the Super Bowl and win it this year, all things considered, it'll be an astounding disappointment to me, and it should be an astounding disappointment the Eagles fans, as long as they can overcome the loss of Frank Reich, their offensive coordinator, and John DeFilippo, their quarterback's coach. And I don't think they were the issue last year. I think it was just a matter of sort of timing and familiarity with that offense.
Great stuff, Marcus. Let's hope so. 35-17. You're not the first person who has predicted that today. We shall see. Appreciate it, pal. Stay cool, my man, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, Joe. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Marcus. Marcus Hayes on the Comcast Business Hotline. Interesting stuff. I'm going to dissect and break down that interview on the other side. I'm Joe Stajak here till 7 o'clock tonight, 97.5 The Fanatic. Come right back.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic will be giving you a chance to win $1,000. Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them now at familyautos.com. And Roofing Nation, 50% off a brand new roof. Visit roofingnation.com. Listen next week for details on how to enter to win.
T-Mobile has unlimited for the rest of us. And it starts as low as $30 per line for 4 lines. Because there are unlimited ways to use your phone, and T-Mobile wants you to enjoy every last one of them. So if you want to send everyone you know a cute puppy gift each morning, or have the family snap countless selfies on vacation, or even watch your friends live stream their attempts at this week's latest viral dance move, now you can. Go do what makes you, you. Go find new ways to share with others. Go capture moments that can't be recreated. Get unlimited for everyone now starting as low as $30 per line for 4 lines from T-Mobile. Call 1-800-T-MOBILE or visit a store to get unlimited today.
During congestion, users on this plan may notice speeds lower than other users and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs per month. Video streams at 480p with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Unlimited data while on our network.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. With summer ending, it's time to look inward a bit and ask yourself a question. Is addiction to drug or alcohol preventing you from being the best family member you can be this year? Your family needs you, and they deserve the best version of you. Did you know that you can receive world-class addiction treatment and stay close to your family? Recovery Centers of America is a provider of the highest quality addiction treatment services available in the Philadelphia and New Jersey areas. Their phone number, write it down, 1-800-RECOVERY. Recovery Centers of America offers inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment close to home. They believe that family involvement in addiction treatment is critical to each patient's success. They offer intensive family therapy to help you and your family rally around a solution to your addiction. They'll take your call and they'll admit you safely into treatment 24 hours a day. Call Recovery Centers of America today, 1-800-RECOVERY, or you can visit them online, 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.
The following message from Monster contains multiple uses of the F word. It may not be suitable for younger audiences and those easily offended. Free. It's a bad word that a lot of job sites use, and it's creating a lot of noise. You know those sites. They tell you a free posting will get your small business qualified candidates, and then the candidates you get aren't the candidates you want. So they aren't free because you end up paying a lot. Or there are those other sites where you post your job in the same environment as someone selling a human-sized hamster wheel. Or where qualified candidates can't find you because your job post gets buried really quickly way deep down at the bottom of the site. Posting your job on Monster means you don't have to post on those sites because we don't do any of those things. We deliver candidates and qualified ones. Monster's job posting started just $49. No hidden fees, no irrelevant candidate matches, no having to repost every 10 minutes. Only the candidates you want delivered easily at a fixed, affordable, and honest price. Visit monster.com/radio to learn more and cut through the noise.
Huddle up for winning deals. It's Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Get up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. A new 2018 Kia Forte or new 2019 Kia Soul. Just $179 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Or get a new 2019 Kia Sportage or a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Just $199 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Score a savings touchdown during Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Kick off this season by getting up to $6,000 overlook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. When you want to be a savings champion, we'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at GatewayKia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giant.
Leases of 36 months, zero security deposit, 10K miles per year. Lease and tax title and DMV discount lease only. Trade down some value. Credit approval expires 9/30/18.
My seafood restaurant has a giant walk-in freezer. We call her Big Frosty. I don't know how many years she's got left in her or how much each ice cube is costing me, but I do know that she keeps the fish cold.
You don't have to be an expert, because Pico has lots of ways to help your business save energy and money, like high-efficiency equipment incentives to replace Big Frosty. Visit Pico.com/smart ideas. Pico, the future is on.
Rematch, Canelo, Triple G. On Saturday, September 15th, it's champion versus champion, the sensational Canelo Alvarez versus the undefeated Triple G.
The best of the best.
And you not like the rest, now you're better than the rest. It's the fight of your life. Who gon' be the winner? There can only be one. Rematch.
Canelo versus Triple G2, Saturday, September 15th, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
Live on pay-per-view from Xfinity. Order with your remote or online now at Xfinity.com/boxing.
Don't miss the Fall RV Show and Sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlets Friday through Sunday, September 14th through the 16th. Huge discounts on travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Top trade values and special finance rates. Gloucester Premium Outlets, exit 7B, Route 42, Blackwood, New Jersey.
The Sixer Station.
Here's Simmons, front of jam, a throwdown.
97.5, The Fanatic.
So damn proud.
You better, man.
Welcome back, folks. Show stays at here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Said Marcus Hayes on the line with us from Philly.com. He's down in Tampa covering the Birds tomorrow as they get set to take on Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Marcus Hayes, I'm kind of with him on what I think is going to shake out tomorrow. I think the Birds win handily. Marcus called it, I don't think he called it a lock. He stopped short of calling it a lock, but he did say he thought the game would be over at halftime, which I could also say this could be one of those games. The Eagles offense needs to wake up a little bit and play a lot better than they did in the Atlanta game, especially in the first half. They were 2-for-7 on third down. They had 69 yards in the first half against Atlanta, 2.4 yards per play. They only threw for 52 yards at that point. They had 7 penalties for 66 yards. Their 5 possessions went punt, punt, field goal, punt, end of half. Can't do that. Can't start tomorrow like they did last week against Atlanta. Just can't have it. You know, I think Nick Foles is going to rebound nicely. I think Fletcher Cox, and I think Brandon Graham, and I think Derek Barnett, and I think Chris Long, and I think Michael Bennett, I think they're going to have their way with that Bucs offensive line. I think they're going to get to Fitzpatrick probably 4 or 5 times tomorrow, I think. This is how I see it shaking out. That's how I see it shaking out. And he's not going to have time to hit his big target, DeSean Jackson, like he did last week. 5 catches, 146, 2 touchdowns for DeSean. Had a big game, did Mike Evans. 7 catches, 147. See, when you don't have time, those plays can't develop. And Marcus said something that I was trying to convey earlier. What they did against Atlanta was they kept Julio underneath. Caught his 10 passes for 169. Didn't let Julio get behind them, because Julio will outrun you if he gets a step on you. But the problem with DeSean is you can keep him underneath, and he's still gone. If there's about 3 or 4 yards in between you and DeSean, and he catches the ball on a slant, on an angle pattern, he's gone. He's going to be behind you. So this is why you can't let him get his necessarily. Listen, he had 5 catches last week of 146. He averaged 29 yards per catch. Chunk, 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 chunk. That's DeSean. I mean, that's DeSean. He only caught 62 passes in 2009, had 9 touchdowns. 8 touchdowns, 50 yards or more. Chunk, 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 chunk. He's not a guy who's going to catch a lot of balls in a year. Not a guy who's going to catch a lot of balls in a year. Just not one of those guys. He's not a guy who's going to have, like Julio Jones might have, 100 catches for the last 3 years. Des Bryant did the same thing when he was at his peak, 2014 to 2016. He's going to catch fewer balls, but he's going to make you pay. Nick Foles and him had a very good year in 2013. He had 9 touchdowns, 82 catches. That's a Michael Vick year as well. Here's a play from DeSean last week. Here's one of his 2 touchdowns last week against the Saints.
Fitzpatrick to throw and has time in the pocket. Airing it out deep to DeSean Jackson. Wide open. He's got it, and that's going to be a Buccaneer touchdown.
Did you notice he said he has time? He has time. Did you hear what he said? Ryan Fitzpatrick back. He has time. Well, if you have time and you're waiting on Deshaun, you, first of all, you won't have to wait that long. But just long enough for him to get by his man. You can't cover Deshaun Jackson on a post. Not even close. Still has breathtaking speed at age 30. That's the term I've always used, breathtaking. Number one, because it's true. Number two, because Deshaun used to refer to himself as a guy who had breathtaking speed. Yeah, so I got that from Deshaun. Still does at 30 years old. 30 years old. He's still a danger. Now, he's hurt, had a shoulder injury last week and a concussion, but he's going to play. Usually has those big games against the Birds. Loves to play against this team. 610-632-0975. Warren and Cherry Hill. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. What's up, Warren?
Not a darn. How's everything with you, friend?
Good, man. How you doing?
I got no complaints. I got to tell you, we watch this all preseason. Again, Nick Foles is not the 27-2 quarterback, nor is he going to throw like he did against the Vikings or the Super Bowl. But what they keep forgetting is, no matter what, everybody should have known this, that Wentz was not going to be ready. You have the best medical people there are looking. So if they look at it Tuesday and they go, he's not ready, they're definitely not going to say on the next Tuesday he is. When once it got to be 3 to 4 weeks, and the Eagles did it to themselves, they split the reps. Foles got no extra work. You watched the Rams game the week before. They didn't play in the preseason. It took him a whole half before they blew out Oakland, and he had the reps. He just didn't play preseason. This is such a timing sport for anyone to not get it and understand that this kid has no weapons yet. You know, he's not Carson Wentz, but to ask this kid to do much more when, honestly, how many teams other than New England have a tight end that is their major offensive receiver?
For those
it's
of you,
not happening.
For those of you who don't actually know what Warren's talking about, he's talking about the fact that they split reps with Nick Foles and Carson Wentz, you know, right up until a few weeks ago, until the season started. And I think Warren's thinking that they knew Carson Wentz, or they should have known he wasn't going to be ready, and they should have given Nick Foles basically all of the reps in the first team unit during practice. Yes,
absolutely. Why would you even take a chance? And again, the weirdest part is that you already see it. It's going to be 2-3 weeks. So, honestly, 2 weeks before their season, I'm not telling that Doug Peterson should let the fans know, but that organization had to know that it's not an overnight. Yeah, you're better. They should have known, better prepared. And I believe they're going to be fine, because once I saw they could hang with Atlanta, I thought that's the game they were getting their heads handed to them. But I think they should be fine. But when you've got no receivers and your main weapon, it's wonderful that Aguilar caught 8, but 3-4 yards at a crack.
Yep.
They'll open the playbook and they'll be fine.
I agree. Warren, I appreciate the call, man. Good luck. And enjoy the game tomorrow. We're going to take another break. I want to come back and talk about what Warren hit on the other side, because I think it was a mistake, and I think it's part of the reason we've seen Nick Foles off to a slow start. I'm Joe Stajak here till 7 o'clock tonight. Stick around, folks.
This is 97.5, The Fanatic. NFL Week 2, and the Birds travel to Tampa Bay in a battle of Week 1 winners and another start for MVP Nick Foles. Start your football Sunday with Trey, Devon, and Jason live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show. After the game, join the Joes, Torty, and Stasak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction and breaking it down on the Fanatic postgame show. The Birds go for 2-0 in Tampa Bay, and all the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, with fall approaching, it's time to replace your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. But if the cost of sending your kids back to school is causing you to put off your project just a little longer, my friends at Guided Door and Window might have a solution to your problem. In addition to receiving 20% off on windows and doors, Guided will allow you to start your project today with no money down and take up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free once the job is expertly installed. So you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors. You'll get an increased comfort level in your home and lower monthly energy bills while you take advantage of 20% savings. And you get the luxury of paying off your project interest free for up to 36 months. But you must act now. This offer for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guided today and schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate. The number's 1-877-GO-GUIDA or online at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
This is Jason Mertitus for Conkerville Subaru. At Conkerville Subaru, they know that each customer that comes through the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. At Conkerville Subaru, they take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. Going on now at Conkerville Subaru, pick your ride and pick your payment. For example, lease a 2018 Subaru Impreza 2.0i for as low as $96 per month for 36 months, $3,000 due at lease signing, or buy with 0% interest. Plus, every customer gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry in before September 30th for the Conkerville Subaru Pick Your Ride and Pick Your Payment. Coming in just a few months is the brand new state-of-the-art Subaru showroom. If you love the Subaru brand, you will love this new showroom. It's beautiful. Conkerville Subaru. Visit 202subaru.com for inventory. That's 202subaru.com. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for lease details. This is Jason Mertitus, and let me tell you about my friends at Bank of America. We all struggle with major financial questions. Are we putting enough away in our 401k? Do we have the funds to renovate our kitchen? These are really hard questions that require serious answers. Whether you have questions about saving, spending, or anything in between, Bank of America's experienced financial specialists are here for you, proudly serving Philadelphia. Schedule an appointment today at bankofamerica.com/conversation.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why should I pay the same amount for a compact parking space as I do for a regular space, right? What kind of lot doesn't reward me for selflessly buying a smaller car to provide more parking room for others?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly Dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
Every night is family night on PHL 17.
Dre, I just got the best news.
The newish addition to PHL 17 is none other than Black-ish. Join Dre, Bo, and the rest of the family as they bring you the last 5 nights a week at 6 and 9:30.
How about I give you $100 if you take mommy?
$200 and you agree not to have any more children.
Okay, that's a decision I have. No.
Be sure to check out Black-ish weeknights at 6 and 9:30 on
PHL 17, your home for Black-ish 5 nights a week.
Hey, Philly, Jenkintown's favorite family is on the move. Catch the Goldbergs weeknights at 7:30 and now at 9. We're in prime time.
That's right, Adam. Jenkintown's own Goldbergs will now be in prime time 5 nights a week.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
Oh, that is so typical. Why would I ever expect my own husband's support?
That sounds like an idea even Murray can get behind.
Did you hear what I said? It's not a bad idea.
Be sure to catch the Goldbergs weeknights at 7:30 and 9.
On PHL 17.
Voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. Yeah! WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new north.
Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Philadelphia's football station.
Welcome back. Joe Stazak here for at least another hour. I'm having a blast talking Eagles and Bucks football. Game 2 of the 2018 NFL season gets underway tomorrow, at least for the rest of the teams other than Cincinnati and Baltimore. Cincinnati won that game the other night. They go to 2-0 on the season. Bird trying to go to 2-0 with a victory tomorrow over the Bucks. 97.5 The Fanatic will be giving you a chance to win $1,000. Listen Monday morning at 8 a.m. for details on how to enter to win. Brought to you by Family, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Roofing Nation. Don't forget, if you missed any of our shows this week, you can catch the full show podcasts right here on 97.5thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app. You can catch our full show podcast if you missed them here on 97.5 The Fanatic. You can catch them on the app or at 97.5thefanatic.com. Listen anytime, anywhere on your schedule. Anyway, we've been talking about DeSean Jackson. Will he come back to haunt this team tomorrow? Certainly, I know the Saints are probably having some nightmares about what he did to them last week. Targeted just five times for five catches, 146, 29-yard average, and two touchdowns. Doug Peterson was asked about DeSean Jackson this week. Here's what he had to say.
You know, he's one of those guys that he's crafty, he's nifty, he knows how to set up defenders, you know, and those are things that he's been able to use to his advantage, even though not necessarily a big guy, but can definitely, you know, stretch the field. And then having a quarterback like Fitzpatrick, who, you know, we saw the other day how he has the ability to shoot the ball down the field, makes it dangerous. But we'll look at his body work here, you know, a little bit in Washington, obviously Tampa Bay, and you know, our defense will be ready to go.
Well, let's hope so. He only caught 50 balls last year for Tampa Bay, three touchdowns, not quite living up to his $33 million contract for 3 years, but he certainly got off to a banging start with a two-touchdown performance, 146, five catches against the Saints. He already has two touchdowns, had three the entire year. He is hurt, has a shoulder injury, and has a concussion, but he was a full participant in practice on Friday. Should be able to go tomorrow against the Birds. Again, the defensive line consists of Vinny Curry and Jason Pierre-Paul on the ends, Bo Allen, another former Eagle, and Gerald McCoy in the middle. That is a very formidable defensive line. Their tight end is O.J. Howard, Cameron Brate, the other tight end, and of course we went over the wide receivers, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson, Adam Humphries, the linebackers, Levante David, Kwon Alexander. They are missing, though, their two starting cornerbacks, Vernon Hargraves and Brent Grimes. Both are out. I think the Eagles can exploit that. I don't know what the game plan is going to look like, but I hope they try to stretch the field a little bit more and get Mike Wallace much more involved in the offense. I got a tweet here from TTFF23, says, "You keep talking about DeSean Jackson, but the real threat tomorrow is Chris Godwin." Really? We're going Chris Godwin. Listen, nice player. Can play the slot. Can play outside. I have a feeling that TTFF23 is a Penn State grad, because that's where Chris Godwin went. They whipped up on Kent State today. By the way, congratulations to the Knits. They're 3-0 on the year. But yeah, we're talking about DeSean Jackson because he's not Chris Godwin. He's DeSean Jackson, and will eat your lunch. Even if you keep him underneath, he can eat your lunch. I've never seen anyone turn a slant, a 7-yard slant, into an 80-yard touchdown like Odell Beckham Jr. can, but DeSean Jackson has that ability as well to catch a slant. And if you're 3 yards off of DeSean, he's got a little bit of distance in between you and is on an angle route and catches the football, you're done. 30 years old, still doing it. Can't cheat on DeSean. He's one of those guys you have to have on your wristband, know where 11 is at all times to remind yourself. First thing you do when you break the huddle defensively is, where's 11? That's what you should be doing if you're a defensive back. For the Saints, for the Eagles, find 11 and don't cheat on them. In fact, you might want to take a step back or two when DeSean's on the field. You're going to need it. He's running right at you. You better start backpedaling well in advance. He's that fast. He really is that fast. Can he still do it? Apparently so. Ask the Saints secondary if he can still do it. Torched them last week. Absolutely torched them last week. So he could be a problem. And of course, we know Mike Evans is a problem for most teams. He had a big week last week as well. Seven catches, 147, 21-yard average, one touchdown, targeted seven times, seven catches. It was a pitching. I watched the film of last week's game, watched some film, watched the game as well. It was a pitch and catch show. Every play, it seemed like chunk, 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 chunk. They had nine plays, 20 yards or more last week. Having said that, I agree with Marcus Hayes and most of the callers today. I think it's going to be a relatively easy win for the Birds. Again, no wins are easy, so I'm going to say it's going to be a win. They're going to be able to handle this team. They'll win handily. I'm going to go with that. They're going to win handily. I don't know if it's going to be over in half. I think the Bucs can hang around. It only takes one or two defensive lapses. Someone falls down or someone gets mixed up in an assignment, and they're by you, and it's six. And it doesn't take much to keep the game close, at least for a half. But I think the defensive line of the Eagles going to be rotating a lot, keeping everyone fresh. You heard Marcus Hayes. It's 104 degrees on the field. Will be tomorrow for kickoff. They've been hydrating all week. Fletcher Cox played 93% of the snaps against Atlanta. How's that happen? I mean, they're supposed to be rotating guys in and out. 93% of the snaps. Don't think that's going to happen tomorrow. He's in great shape. Best shape of his life. Best shape of his career. Can't have that. They have so many good defensive linemen, defensive ends, can afford to rotate those guys in. I mean, gosh, Chris Long, Derek Barnett, Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox. I mean, Jernigan's hurt, we know that, but Michael Bennett, Haloti Ngata. I mean, they are loaded on the defensive line. They should make life a little bit miserable for Ryan Fitzpatrick tomorrow. We shall see. I'll give my prediction coming up in the handicapping segment. The next segment at around 6:30, I'll give you my picks. I'll tell you what I did last week and what I didn't do last week, what I wish I would have done last week. But it is what it is, and it is what it is. First half of the Falcons game, again, the Eagles have to do a better job running the football. 17 yards in the first half against Atlanta. They don't have Darren Sproles. I thought it was interesting. Marcus Hayes said he hindered them, actually, last week. I asked him how much could it affect this team, the fact that Darren Sproles is hurt, not going to be playing tomorrow with that hamstring injury. He said, not at all. Not at all. You're going to see more of Corey Clement. More of Jay Ajayi. Darren Sproles, for some reason, was the design go-to guy to start the Atlanta game. Again, they did this last year, and I could never understand the rhyme or reason to how they rotated in the running backs and who would get the bulk of the carries in this quarter or this half, or how it worked, or the ebbs and flows and the momentum, and who had it, who didn't have it, who had the hot hand, who didn't have the hot hand. Could never understand it. At one game, Blunt didn't get a carry against the Chiefs. Oh, he had one carry, and it was called back for because of a penalty, so it didn't count. No carries. There were games where you would see, Clement have, 13 carries, and Blunt have like four carries. Jai would have eight. It never made sense. And again, against Atlanta, Sproles came out and carried the ball four or five times right off the bat. They didn't do much. Again, 17 rush yards in the first half of that game, and they have to cut down on penalties. Have to cut down on penalties. For the love of God, have to cut down on penalties. Seven penalties, 66 yards in the first half. Atlanta didn't help much. Nine penalties for 68 yards. I mean, remember that game? As much fun as it was to win that game, how many penalties in the game and how many yards? I think there were 239 yards in penalties. And I think there were 25 penalties in the game, all told, 25 or 26 penalties. Tough to watch. A tough watch. And again, on the five drives in the first half, they have to get off to a better start against this team, all right? They need to make this team pay for what they did to the Saints and for just being on the schedule. That's who the Eagles are these days. They're that team. They should be a wrecking ball, just coming through and wrecking everyone Sunday. That's what they should be. They're that good. But it starts with the quarterback. Punt, punt, field goal, punt, end of half against the Falcons. And Falcons have a nice D, but they're not great. I asked Marcus about, you know, the game plan. Can they stretch the field? Will they stretch the field? He talked about how Nick Foles has to be comfortable. He's very comfortable running the RPO. He might take some shots. Again, there were only 8 touchdowns of 30 yards or more last year in the playoffs by everybody. He had 3 of them. And he isn't a guy that you necessarily think is a big play guy. Like, you don't think of Nick Foles as, oh, yeah, I can see him going up top to X, Y, and Z, because that's what kind of player he is. He's a big chunk, big play guy. He was hitting Torrey Smith and Alshon Jeffrey, and he was just bombing away last year in the playoffs. But that's because it was there. Again, the Bucs don't have their top 2 cornerbacks. They need to exploit the hell out of that situation tomorrow. Again, Saints put up 40 against them. Saints put up 40 against them. Ted Ginn only had 5 catches for 68 yards. Alvin Kamara out of the backfield had 112 yards receiving. Receiving 9 catches, 112 yards receiving for a running back. They need to get Corey Clement involved in the offense via the air. That's where he does most of his damage. But yeah, Marcus Hayes said he actually hindered him last week. Won't affect him at all. You're going to see more of Corey Clement in special teams and on the offensive side of the ball. It's going to be interesting now seeing what we're going to see tomorrow is the 2 main running backs, a 2-headed monster instead of a 3- or 4-headed monster. They're going to get more carries. You're going to see more carries for Clement. You're going to see more carries for Ajay, which I'm going to enjoy seeing that 1-2 punch and how effective they are against this Bucs team. Listen, Saints didn't rush for many yards. They didn't have to. They rushed for 43 yards last week. Didn't have to because they went nuts through the air. 529 total yards. 529 total yards, 417 through the air. Not going to be able to do that against the Birds. I'd like to see them with a consistent ground game tomorrow and Nick Foles take some shots when they're available. I think you're going to see that because he's watching the same game footage that most of us saw. He missed a lot of opportunities. He left plays on the field last week. Mike Wallace was open several times down the field. He was taking a lot of hits, Mike Wallace was, for, you know, coming here and not having anything left in the tank. And, you know, Torrey Smith was the upgrade, not Mike Wallace. And he only had 1 catch for 3 yards in the preseason. But he was open last week. He can still run. Nick Foles has to see the entire field, though. He's got to see the entire field. 610-632-0975. So where are you with this team? Can they lose tomorrow? Is it going to be as easy as it looks? I want to get your thoughts. Chris and Penn Salk, and you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Joseph?
How are you, man?
Good, man. Eating some rib rack wings, drinking a lager. It's a good day.
Nice. That's a heck of a day, man.
Yeah, can't complain.
Awesome.
Let me tell you, I agree with Marcus, and I also agree with Warren. First off, that game plan was horrendous last week. And you're starting
I didn't off like
with,
it. I didn't like it.
You're starting off with Sproles, the 2-yard line and stuff. What are they doing? And
made no sense.
And Warren hit it right on the head. I mean, to split reps, I mean, you had guys open. He was just late. Dinner was at 6. You're supposed to be at the table at 5:55, and he's throwing it at 6:05, man.
Yeah.
That's just timing. And Philly Godwin, let him run seam routes just because he bounced the ball off and got an interception, because I can't call him Dallas.
I was wondering who Philly. The I thought you said Godwin, not Goddard. I got you. All right.
Yeah. So I mean, and we get Bradham back now. We'll be fine.
It's going to be a big help.
But just between me and you, I'm going to give you and your producer either an over or an under on Mills. How many times he gets beat on the stop and go?
What's the over under? What's the total?
1.5.
Oh, over.
That's what scares me, Joe. I think Jackson's going to light him up.
He does do that. He bites on those double moves. He does,
every week?
He does bite on those double moves.
It's like telling your kid, yo, don't touch the candle. You're going to get burned. What to do? He goes over and touches it. I'm like, I love the guy, but sometimes you just want to grab somebody, not hurt them, but just shake them and go,
say, what the hell are you doing?
Just tell me why. What's in the box? Tell me why. You know what I mean? But I think we'll be fine. And I, Marcus, hit the nail on the head with Sproles. I'm glad. I don't want to see the guy hurt. I'm glad he's not in. I want to see that kid, Carter, return some punts. I think he's got
he's an exciting kid. He was exciting in the preseason. I hope it translates to the regular season. I'd love to see him get some action.
Yep, and Ajayi, love you too, but yep. I'm treating you like DeMarcus Murray. I'm running you in, because you know they're not signing him with bum knees. I'm running him into the ground, and I'm giving him a wheelchair on the way out. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Chris,
you have a great night, brother.
Hey, wait, I need a prediction from you, bro.
Oh, prediction? 24-13.
24-13 Birds. I appreciate it, brother. Enjoy your day, man. Enjoy the game.
Have a great night. I'll drink one on you.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it, man. Chris from Prensalkin getting it done. Yeah, he said a lot of what I believe are accurate statements. Jalen Mills does tend to bite on those double moves. The stop and go, you bite on the stop and go to Deshaun, you're done. It's six. Don't even bother chasing them. Just walk on over to the sideline. Sit by yourself. Keep your helmet on and sit by yourself, because that's what's going to happen. It doesn't even have to be Deshaun. When you bite on the stop and go, yeah, it happens a lot to him for some reason. He does bite on those double moves. You know, we'll see. But again, and there has been talk about this week. I've heard it on other shows that the Eagles have come under some criticism for splitting the reps, Nick Foles and Carson Wentz in camp, basically claiming that they should have known that Carson Wentz wasn't going to be around for the first few games. I'm inclined to agree with that. If he doesn't play until the Indianapolis game, that's, what, 3 weeks from the beginning of the season? You should know that. You should know he's not that close. I mean, close, but not that close. And Nick Foles should have gotten the majority of the reps, like close to 100%. Because it looks like he got half the reps. The way he played against Atlanta, looks like he could have used more reps. So the Eagles have come under a little bit of criticism of that because of the Carson Wentz situation. And, you know, the claim is that they should have known. Because if we're seeing now that he's missed the first two games, we don't know about game three. It's 3 weeks if he comes back against Indy. Well, it's actually 2 weeks. Three games, 2 weeks. But should have known that he wasn't going to start the season. So the reps should not have been split up. Now, did they do that to not tip their hand? You know, they're so worried that Atlanta's going to know that it's Nick Foles or Carson Wentz. You saw Doug Peterson have a meltdown over it. I don't know. I think that would be incredibly stupid. And they don't do too many stupid things anymore like previous regimes did. But, yeah, I agree with that. I think he should have had more reps if they knew or should have known that Carson Wentz wasn't going to be ready. Nick Foles should have taken most of the reps, because it looked like in game one that he didn't take enough reps and he wasn't comfortable and he was afraid to turn the ball over. Now, the first thing I think of when I see guys not taking shots is they're afraid of the results. They're scared to make mistakes. What happens when you throw the ball down the field? Well, three things could happen. Two of them are bad. Incompletion or an interception or a completion. Two of them are bad. Three things can happen. Two of them are bad. If you don't have the confidence, and he talked about it, talked about that lack of confidence. Hey, Benny, can we hear that soundbite again from Nick Foles talking this week about possibility that even the Super Bowl MVP could lose his confidence at times?
I think people expect, since you've done it before, you should know how to do it every time. But each day is a new day. Each struggle is a new struggle. And we are humans. We do have feelings and we do go through different things. So, yeah, I mean, you know, we have to, you know, that's why, you know, I have a lot of conversations with my wife. I pray. I get in my Bible. I read the Word, because there is a lot of things going on that we have to deal with as people. I think people look at us as professional athletes and think we don't deal with that, but we do. We do struggle. You know, you do lose your confidence at times, but you have to know how to get it back.
You do have to know how to get it back.
I agree.
The fact that he has gotten it back more often than not, I'm cool with that. That makes me feel comfortable. He's not a guy who has a weak mind, who's just going to unravel after one bad pass, one bad game. In fact, he's completely the opposite of that. I call him Never Nervous Nicky because, one, I've never seen him nervous. Two, I've never really seen him play nervous. You can play tentatively, doesn't mean you're nervous. You know, but maybe the fact that he played tentatively against Atlanta, not taking shots, not taking chances, maybe it was an indication that he had lost his confidence a little bit. It's not that hard to connect the dots, considering what he did or did not do in the preseason, how bad he was in the preseason. Even though it's preseason and most of us can, you know, basically chalk it up to preseason, I mean, that's still him playing football and not playing it very well. I can see where your confidence would be shot a little bit. And you don't want to make mistakes on national television in game one. You don't want to hurt your team. Again, Nelson Aguilar, 8 catches. He averaged 3.4 yards per catch. I mean, Dinkin' and Dunkin', 7 of his 34 passes, only 7 went 10 yards or more. Only traveled 10 yards or more. He was 0 for 7 on throws more than 11 yards, 0 for 4 on throws more than 20 yards. He had a rough day throwing down the field. But look at the tape, look at the film. Mike Wallace was open, wasn't seeing the field. If you're not confident in taking shots, and that's not going to be the first place you look. You're in your comfort zone. You're looking for the check downs. You're looking for the underneath stuff. You're looking for the safe plays. Maybe that's why he did not see Mike Wallace on several occasions wide open, 2 or 3 steps behind his defender. 610-632-0975. Joe Stazek here till 7 o'clock tonight. On the other side, I'm going to give you how I did last week. I think I've already revealed how I did last week. And I'm going to give you my plays for this week for entertainment purposes only. I have 3 plays this week. I'll tell you if the Eagles and Bucks are one of them on the other side. Joe Stazak here till 7 o'clock tonight. Stick around, folks.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5. The Fanatic. You love your weekly dose of Sal Pal Tuesdays at 5:15 with Mikey Miss. Now get an hour of the nation's leading football expert on the Sal Pal Football Hour. Get the insights and breaking Birds news that only Sal Pal can deliver. Join us for a special Monday night edition of the Sal Pal Football Hour this Monday at 6. Live from Joe Canals in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Presented by Treasury Wine Estates. Featuring 19 Crimes Wine. Join 19 Crimes for a special sampling. The Sal Pal Football Hour is only on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, summer's ending and the fun is over. Well, is addiction to drugs or alcohol preventing you from being the best family member you can be this year? Your family needs you and they deserve the best version of you. Did you know that you can receive world-class addiction treatment and still stay close to your family? Recovery Centers of America is a provider of the highest quality addiction treatment services available in the Philadelphia and New Jersey areas. Their phone number, write it down, 1-800-RECOVERY. Recovery Centers of America offers inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment close to home. Now, they believe that family involvement in addiction treatment is critical to each patient's success. They offer intensive family therapy to help you and your family rally around a solution to your addiction. And they'll take your call and admit you safely into treatment 24 hours a day. Just call Recovery Centers of America today, the number 1-800-RECOVERY, or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.
The following message from Monster contains multiple uses of the F-word. It may not be suitable for younger audiences and those easily offended. Free. It's a bad word that a lot of job sites use, and it's creating a lot of noise. You know those sites. They tell you a free posting will get your small business qualified candidates, and then the candidates you get aren't the candidates you want. So they aren't free because you end up paying a lot. Or there are those other sites where you post your job in the same environment as someone selling a human-sized hamster wheel. Or where qualified candidates can't find you because your job post gets buried really quickly way deep down at the bottom of the site. Posting your job on Monster means you don't have to post on those sites because we don't do any of those things. We deliver candidates and qualified ones. Monster's job postings start at just $49. No hidden fees, no irrelevant candidate matches, no having to repost every 10 minutes. Only the candidates you want delivered easily at a fixed, affordable, and honest price. Visit monster.com/radio to learn more and cut through the noise.
Well, with fall approaching, it's time to replace your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. But if the cost of sending your kids back to school is causing you to put off your project just a little longer, my friends at Guided Door and Window might have a solution to your problem. In addition to receiving 20% off on windows and doors, Guided will allow you to start your project today with no money down and take up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free once the job is expertly installed. So you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors. You'll get an increased comfort level in your home and lower monthly energy bills while you take advantage of 20% savings. And you get the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. But you must act now. This offer for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guided today and schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. The number's 1-877-GO-GUIDA or online at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
The Home Depot has very good news for your lawn. It's called Scott's Thicker Lawn, and right now, it's starting at $19.98 a bag. Thicker Lawn is a 3-in-1 mixture of seed, fertilizer, and soil improver, perfectly formulated for thicker grass and happier lawn owners. So spread the word and get up to a 50% thicker lawn after just one application. Scott's Thicker Lawn, starting at $19.98 a bag, and it's now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Lite on us.
Hey, Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron Fina, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Ron has spent over a decade building a reputation for exceptional customer service and giving customers the very best deal. Ron's a good dude. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
NASCAR's top 16 go all in from the city of sin.
Kyle Busch will win!
As the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs begin.
Kevin Harvick has been dominant.
Live from Las Vegas, Sunday, 3 Eastern, only on NBCSN.
Sports talk for Paoli and all of Chester County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the show. Joe Stasiak here till 7 o'clock tonight. Eitan Shander takes over at that point. Benny Blades, Adito, behind the glass, taking your calls at 610-632-0975. If you want to talk to me, you got to talk to him first. Talking Eagles and Bucks tomorrow. I'll give you my pick at the end of the show. But I will let you know if they're included in my three-pack of plays for this week, because it's time to go over my handicapping segment of the show. Let's start with last week first. I had the Birds against the Falcons. A lot of these had lessons attached to them. Some of them went my way. Some of them didn't go my way. Some of them I went against my own rules. You know, after many, many years of playing the market, you develop your own rule book, your own handbook. You put it together from scratch, from your own bad beats and whatnot. I liked the Birds. I liked them because they were home. I liked them because they were unfurling the championship banner. I thought it would work in their favor, not against them, as some folks thought. Maybe the Super Bowl hangover, maybe it would contribute to that. But really, I liked them because the line started at 3.5 or 4, and it went in some places to where the Falcons were favored by a point. So maximum, that's a 5-point swing. Now, smart money is the early money that comes in on a game. might move the line. It might adjust the line a point, maybe a point and a half. That's the smart money. When all the money comes in on one side, that's when you go the other way, because the public, 99% of the time, is usually wrong. So that really helped in my decision to take the Eagles there. I felt good about that. Turns out it worked. Anyone that took Atlanta lost the game, kicking themselves, you know, kicking themselves because they couldn't punch a ball in down at the goal line to end the game. They were 1 of 5 in the red zone. 9 points, 5 trips to the red zone. Not quite desirable if you have money on the game. So, and including two guys, laid $100,000 or more on the Falcons in Atlantic City, came up short. Anyway, the line moved 5 points. It was ridiculous. I have no idea why everyone was on the Falcons. I can see where some money could be on the Falcons, some money could be on the Birds. It was all on the Falcons. When that happens, you go the other way. And 9 times out of 10, you'll end up on the right side. Now, I did get sucked into the Saints play over the Tampa Bay. And again, this is the craziest thing, because New Orleans is a team, looks like they're headed somewhere good. I don't know if they're going to the Super Bowl. I don't think their defense is good enough. They did start 0-2 last year and then went on an 8-game winning streak. It might be a team that needs a little while to get together, get it together. Tampa Bay 5-11 last year. New Orleans was a Stephon Diggs miracle away from going to the NFC title game. And of course, Tampa Bay hangs 31 on them in the first half. Here's another rule. If it looks too easy or too good to be true, it usually is. And you would think that that would be a 2-touchdown victory for the Saints at home against a team playing a backup quarterback in Ryan Fitzpatrick over Jameis Winston. Although I'm not a big Jameis Winston guy, I don't think it was that much of a downgrade. Turned out it was an upgrade. But it's too many points to lay, especially in week one. And it looked too easy, to be honest. And I get sucked into that once in a while. Don't do that. If it looks too good to be true, it usually is. The next game, this goes against probably my number one rule. Never bet against the Patriots. Like, ever. Not only do I never bet against the Patriots, I always bet on the Patriots when I play. Because you bet on them the whole way. Just ride them. Doesn't matter who they play. Doesn't matter what the line is. At the end of the year, they're usually 13-3, 12-4, 14-2. That's usually what their line record is, ATS, against the spread. Points rarely come into play, and Patriots are an excellent cover team. Anyway, the Texans almost beat them last year before Deshaun Watson got hurt in New England. They needed a Brady miracle to pull that game out, did the Patriots. I thought Deshaun Watson's back. I like the Texans. In fact, I have them going to the Super Bowl. Of course, that was a dumb play. But anyway, I have them going to the Super Bowl, playing the Eagles. It turned out Deshaun Watson, he was 17-34 for 176. Didn't have a great game. Lamar Miller ran the ball pretty well, but they lost by half a point. They were getting 6.5. They lost by 7. It serves me right. It serves me right. I totally deserve that, going against my number one rule. And not only did I not play the Pats, I went against them, and I lost by half a point, which makes it sting that much more. But I love the Pats. Look, the leading rusher was Rex Burkhead. Then they have Jeremy Hill. James White was third. Their receiving core starts with Gronk, as it usually does. They have Philip Dorsett, James White, a running back. Chris Hogan's like 5 down. James Devlin had 4 catches for 22 yards. Doesn't matter who you put back there. Patriots are still going to be successful. It's amazing what they've done and what they continue to do with their roster, and they keep winning. It's just amazing. Just amazing. They didn't even look that great. They won by 7. They won enough to cover that number, which was 6.5. And the other game I played was the Rams. Now, this also was a game that looked almost too good to be true. I love the Rams. I think they're rostered. They're loaded. I think last year was the first step in the right direction. I don't know where the Rams are going to end up this year, but they're so loaded with Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib, Aaron Donald. They have Sue on the defensive line. They have Todd Gurley, Jared Goff. They have a great coach in Sean McVay. Laying 4 to the Raiders. Now, forget about if it's a home game or not. It doesn't matter. The Raiders are not good. They have a new coach in John Gruden. Don't know what he has left in the tank, but he's a new coach. Derek Carr hasn't been good in 2 years. And they lost one of the best players in the league, they let get away and traded him to Chicago before the game. And it showed. I mean, it showed. But they hung with the Rams. It was 13-13 in the third quarter, but then the talent took over. Derek Carr got a little rattled, threw an awful pick down the near sideline on a blitz, and then he threw a pick six in the game, and the Rams went on to win by 20. All right, so it turned out to be an easy win. I went 2-2 last week. You're not going to get killed, but it's nothing to write home about. You basically lost the vig. So I apologize for making a couple stupid plays if you listen to me, and I will stick to the rule book from now on. This week, I like the Birds again. I think it's going to be a game where they win handily for all the reasons I've cited in the last 3 hours. I think it's a game they win handily. They're going to dismantle Ryan Fitzpatrick systematically. And at the end of the day, they're going to come away with, I'm going to say it's going to be 31-13. I'm going to say they win 31-13, easily covering the 3 or 3.5. Don't worry about if the hook is there. 3, 3.5. Eagles win handily. Don't get too caught up in the numbers. Those lines, the points only come into play about 15% of the time. Usually the team that wins the game covers. The dog, if they win, by definition, they cover. But usually the favorite, if they win the game, they usually cover the number. Don't worry about if it's 3 or 3.5. Take the Birds tomorrow if you're into that kind of thing. And I also thought these games, I thought this line was a little weird. Now, be careful in this game, because to me, it's a game that the line looks a little funny to me. Green Bay was down 20 points against the Bears, and we know what happened. Aaron Rodgers, the 3 touchdowns in the second half, the great comeback, and he rides off into the sunset. First of all, I don't believe in the Packers. Aaron Rodgers hurt quite often. Did a great job in the second half. Kyle Fuller, if he could catch a ball that hits him in the hands, that comeback doesn't happen. He drops a ball right before the Randall Cobb touchdown, which would have completely turned that game around. But anyway, the Packers, to me, they're not a good football team. I should say they're not a great football team. They're okay. And Rodgers makes any team okay. They're playing the Vikings, one of the top teams in the NFC. It's in Green Bay. Vikings are the better team. They took care of San Francisco last week. Took care of them nice. Kirk Cousins, 20 of 36, 244 yards, 2 touchdowns. They picked off Jimmy Garoppolo three times. They picked off Jimmy G. Mike Hughes, Harrison Smith, Xavier Rhodes each had a pick, and they won the game 24-16. They're getting a point in Green Bay tomorrow. The line looks a little screwy. And usually when the line looks a little screwy, I go the way that looks screwy. Like, I might go Packers normally in this situation because I think they should be getting more than that. Turns out they're a favorite tomorrow. That, to me, looks off. But I'm still going with the Vikings. I think they're the better team. I think they win that game. And my third game, I'm getting back to my rules. I'm playing the Pats. Tough game in Jacksonville. Tough game for the Pats. They're only laying a point. Anytime I can get the New England Patriots with a line that's a point or less, or maybe they're getting points or a pick'em game, I know it's a revenge game. I know the Jags have had it circled on their calendar, as does everyone when they're playing the Patriots. Should have won that game last year, the AFC title game. Should have gone to the Super Bowl, but didn't. You know, they didn't. Why? Because they played the Patriots, and they played small, and they played not to lose. It's a good squad. Probably should have beat the Giants by more than they did. But they go on the road, win in New York, win the opener by 5, play in the Pats. This is their Super Bowl until the actual Super Bowl, and they're only getting a point. I'll take the Patriots. Again, it's my rule. I can analyze this up and down. I can give reasons why I think it's the Patriots. That's my rule. I'll take the Patriots every week. There's going to be games where they lose. They don't cover. They lose outright. Well, that's what I do. I take them every week. So I have the Eagles, the Vikings +1, and the Patriots -1 in Jacksonville. Got to take another break. Final segment coming up. Your last chance, at least during my show, to call in. Tell me, is there any chance the Eagles lose this game? Is it going to be as easy as it looks? Because I just said it. If it looks too easy, it usually isn't. But I think this one is one of those games where they win that handily. Let's talk about it on the other side. Joe Stasek here till 7 o'clock tonight, 610-632-0975. I'm coming right back.
It's Joe Stasek on 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic will be giving you a chance to win $1,000. Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them now at FamilyAutos.com. And Roofing Nation, 50% off a brand new roof. Visit RoofingNation.com. Listen next week for details on how to enter to win.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. Get a great rate on internet, TV, and more. For 2 years, my jaw's out on the floor. Plus, even more speed, that's raising the bar. Better yet, you get a free year of DVR. Yeah. And Xfinity Mobile is the way to go. A new wireless network that saves you dough. Ask about the $300 you get when you include mobile with your internet.
What?
It's the best deal. It doesn't happen often. Don't miss it. It's simple, easy, awesome. Another one.
Now through September 16th, get internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement and DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to get $300 back when you add Xfinity Mobile and purchase a new phone. Don't miss our best deal of the year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, term, or DVR promo, regular rates apply.
An individual cancer cell is too small to see. A proton, even smaller. But shooting a proton into a cancer cell? That's huge. That's proton therapy. And at Penn Medicine, that's 360 tons of advanced nuclear physics. The largest proton therapy center on Earth, focused on the smallest of targets. Attacking tumors with pinpoint precision in the places they're hardest to reach, near vital organs like the lungs and the brain, with the potential for less tissue damage and fewer harmful side effects. Destroying cancer and restoring life. The Roberts Proton Therapy Center at Penn Medicine's Abramson Cancer Center. It's one more reason why your life is worth Penn Medicine. Discover how proton therapy is changing lives at PennMedicine.org/proton.
The Birds are back. To celebrate, you're invited to City Life Church in South Philly this Sunday, where team chaplain Ted Winsley will share the same message he gave to the team before they won it all. All guests will be eligible for giveaways, including jerseys and a gift card to Chickies and Pete's. Services will be held at South Philadelphia High School at 10 and 11:30 a.m. with free parking. Come out this Sunday in your favorite jersey and be inspired by Ted's incredible story. Visit CityLifePhilly.com for more information. That's CityLifePhilly.com.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. When you have a family, life adds up. A new semester of school, a new season on the team, and new goalie pads to go with it. Now your youngest wants to learn an instrument. And of course, she didn't pick the harmonica. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates and no fees, ever. Learn more at Marcus.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly Dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Sports Bettors Affiliate. If you're looking to build your bankroll this season, it's time you follow the documented winners at AllStarSportsPicks.com. All-Star Sports Picks open the month with records of 4-1 in pro football and 4-1 in college football. Become a consistent winner every month and start this week with five huge college game plays this Saturday. LSU Auburn, Ohio State TCU, Oklahoma State Boise State, and more. So log on and sign up at AllStarSportsPicks.com. That's AllStarSportsPicks.com.
While green, thick grass is more important than just the looks, the more grass you have, the less weeds you have. Now, my guys in Natural Lawn are scientists that can explain exactly how it works. I'm not, but they tell me it's simple. So hire my guys at Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. In the fall, it's important to set the table to get your lawn ready for not only the spring, but it'll help for the rest of the year. So aeration and seeding are essential. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service will help restore your lawn's health and beauty. The products are organic-based, the techs are the best in the business, and they've been helping my lawn grow at its best for many years. And I continue to recommend them because it works. You got to call National Lawn of America for their limited-time offer today. Schedule National Lawn's full-service program, and they will seed your lawn free of charge. Now, I just told you how important seeding is. It's free. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. It's my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Tune in to The Fanatic for the weekly Players Health Report on the Mike Vecinelli Show, presented by Penn Medicine's Heart and Vascular Center. With locations throughout the region, Penn is where you need it most. Close to home. Locations at PennHeart.org.
The Missinelli Station.
Google me.
Afternoon. 97.5. The Fanatic.
And we are back. One final segment. It's fourth quarter time here at 97.5. The Fanatic fourth quarter. Get those four fingers up. Fourth quarter belongs to us. Eitan Chander coming in just a few minutes. He'll take you till 10 o'clock tonight. It is walkthrough day here at 97.5. The Fanatic. Birds doing their final walkthrough today, detailing their work, final preparations for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, getting underway tomorrow, 1 o'clock at Raymond James Stadium. Temperatures expected to feel like 104 on the field at kickoff. It is going to be a hot one. But I think the Birds win handily tomorrow, as we've talked about. They're one of my three plays this week. If you weren't listening in the previous segment, I like the Eagles minus the points. I like the Vikings plus the points. And I like the Patriots minus one at Jacksonville. Vikings are plus one, by the way, in Green Bay. We'll see what Green Bay is made of. Again, I don't think they're a complete team this year. I think the Vikings are one of the elite teams in the NFC, along with the Rams. Rams don't get the play that I thought they would get I think they should get. In fact, Pro Football Focus had them ranked as the ninth best roster in the league. They had the Eagles one. I thought they got that right. Had the Rams at 9 and had the Giants at 28. With that roster and the upgrades and the defensive stars they have, 20, that's where they lost me a little bit. But they had the Rams at number 9. I'd put them in the top 3, I think. I think their roster is unbelievable. Ndamukong Suh, Aaron Donald, Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib, Todd Gurley, Cooper Kupp, Jared Goff. I mean, that team's loaded. Took them a while to get past the Raiders the other night. Took them a while to get past the Raiders. I thought it was interesting that Sean McVay, coach of the year last year, coach of the Rams, turned the worst offense into the best offense in one season. They were scoring about 30 points a game last year. The year before, they were at 14 under Jeff Fisher. He was a wide receivers coach for John Gruden back in 2008. That's where he broke in to the NFL. And then 2018, the other night, he was schooling him across the sidelines. So he broke in as his assistant coach, wide receivers coach in 2008, and then he schools him 10 years later at the opposite sideline. Now, here's what I thought was remarkable. I mean, just remarkable. And this is one of the reasons I like the Rams, and I love Sean McVay. There's a show with Phil Simms Jr., Phil Simms' son, Phil Simms, and a guy named Adam Lefko. They do a podcast, and they also do a show, Simms and Lefko. They do this thing with Sean McVay, and they've done it before, so I hear, but they basically pull the coach aside. He's cool enough to do this, too. They basically set up a situation from a previous game. It could be a random moment in one of his previous games, whether he was the offensive coordinator at Washington or the head coach with the Rams, and say, do you remember what play you ran at this particular time, this particular down and distance, this particular quarter? And they try to stump him, and he has to get the play right. And I only left in a couple of these. There's plenty more, but we didn't have time for it. But here's a segment from that segment the other night on Lefko and Phil Simms.
We saw you on television, and you remembered a ton of plays. Okay. Thank what do you, you think of Sean's brain?
What? It's out of this world. It's better than mine, I can tell you that.
Week 12, Saints at Rams. 4:29 in the second quarter. 2nd and 7 on the Saints 7. What happens?
Oh, Josh Reynolds touchdown off schedule play versus a 3-man rush.
You're absolutely
are
right.
Are you kidding me?
You're unbelievable. Like now we are going to go to, this is Sean McVay's time in Washington.
Oh, no.
So we're bringing it back to 2015, week 7. Bucks at Skins.
Yep.
2nd and 7 on the Tampa Bay 24. 58 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
Jameson Crowder wheel route down the right sideline.
Jameson Crowder wheel route down the right sideline. Set up the first down, and then how did that drive end?
Jordan Reed touchdown in a 4x1 individual ISO slant.
And what meme was that game?
You like that.
He's good. He's real good.
That's
you awesome. Like that?
You like that? You like that? That was Kirk Cousins, the Kirk Cousins game. But I think they beat Tampa. They came back from 23 down in that game. When he was the OC with the Washington Redskins, I mean, it was incredible. And Google it if you get a chance, because there's more of those. You know, the Adam Lefkoe's asking him these questions, and he has the cards in his hand. Adam Lefkoe does, and then he'll ask, he'll set up the down and distance, the time, the quarter, and then McVay has to remember what play he went at that particular time. We're talking a couple of years ago. And then he reveals the card, and you can see right there, like Jordan Reed, wheel route, 4x1, ISO slant. And he nailed them, and he keeps nailing them. There was more. We didn't have time to play all of them, but it's just incredible. Talk about a savant. Talk about Rain Man. You have to watch that if you get a chance. It's better than David Copperfield making the Statue of Liberty disappear. It was incredible. I've never seen anything like it. It's better than any magic show I've ever seen. Watching Sean McVay just pull those out of his rear end. And he nailed them. It wasn't like he was off by a formation or off by a couple plays in this quarter or this down and distance. He nailed them. And he knew the meme, too. You like that? You like that? Kirk Cousins running
you
off.
You like that?
Thank you. Oh, that's great stuff. How he did not remain in Washington is beyond me. I'm not talking about Sean McVay. I'm talking about Kirk Cousins. I think he's a... I love what Case Keenum did last year. If you're a Viking fan, he did a great job. Led him to a 13-3 year, won a playoff game. But Kirk Cousins, to me, is an upgrade. I think Kirk Cousins is a very good quarterback. Not in love with him, but I think he's a very good quarterback. He made a lot of money in Washington, kept getting franchise tagged, but they just couldn't come to a long-term deal with him. Unbelievable. And then Minnesota gave him like $28 million per year. And I think that might be enough to get them to the next level. We shall see. Hopefully it's not, because the Birds are in their way, and they will be playing each other week 5. Will Carson Wentz be the quarterback? Remains to be seen. Will Carson Wentz be the quarterback next week? Remains to be seen. There are a lot of reports out there saying that there's a likely chance that he will be the quarterback next week. Right now, we're concentrating on this week. Can Nick Foles be the guy we know he can be? The MVP of the Super Bowl, that Nick Foles. Which Nick Foles are we going to see tomorrow? I think it's going to be closer to that Nick Foles. And I think he's going to get it done. I think he's going to see the whole field. He's going to learn from what he did or did not do in the Atlanta game. I think the Birds come out on top tomorrow, 31-13. I'll be around for the post-game show with Joe Torti immediately following the game here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Got to go. Eitan Shander coming up next. Benny Adito, Blades. Appreciate it, man. Behind the glass getting done. Again, I'm Joe Stasek. I will talk to you tomorrow, folks. God bless and have a great night. I am out. Late.
Yeah, let the big dog hunt.